Blog Talk Radio.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Tommy Sotomayor. This is a message to the loyal following out there. You know and I know there's nothing better than a nice, well-dressed man in a suit. Now, with the budgets being as tight as they are, a lot of people cannot afford a nice suit. Well, that's untrue because my friends at CustomSuitShop.com have made the custom suit available and affordable for all price ranges and all budgets. That's right. Go to CustomSuitShop.com. They believe that they're witnessing the return of the elegant gentleman, and they are dressing up again. They want clothing that fits right and is comfortable and looks great and makes a value statement. That's what my man Louis Morgan of CustomSuitShop.com wants everyone to know. See, what they can do is they can come to your home, perform 20 key measurements, and then hook you up with a custom suit. You know people getting tired of wearing suits off the rack. Not saying there's nothing wrong with suits off the rack, but how would you like to have a custom suit made to fit you, the way your body contours, the way you move? That's what you can get at the Custom Suit Shop. Go to CustomSuitShop.com. There are three locations. They have one in Marietta at 1395 South Marietta Parkway, Building 100. One in Charlotte, North Carolina. Oh, South Towers. Then they have another one in Birmingham, Alabama. That's right. Three locations where you can get your custom suit made. So go to CustomSuitShop.com and make sure that you mention Tommy Sotomayor sent you. CustomSuitShop.com, where with prices like these, you can't afford not to look good. Just log on at CustomSuitShop.com. That's CustomSuitShop.com. And call at 404-869-3113 if you're in the Atlanta area. If you're in the Birmingham area, call at 205-541-9469. And if you're in the Charlotte area, call 704-552-3690. And tell them Your World My View sent you.
But you need cash now.
Call J.P. Wentworth,
877-CASH-NOW.
It's your money. Use it when you need it.
Call J.P. Wentworth, 877-CASH-NOW. Call now.
If you're looking for the best all-natural health products, including natural hair products, visit DHealthStore.com, the home of the famous herbalist Tahuti Ma'at Ra. DHealth Store offers you over 2,000 products at unbelievably low and affordable prices every day of the week. The products are all natural, vegan, contains no preservatives, no fillers, no binders, and the herbs are organic and wild harvested herbs. The quality of their products are unmatched. DHealthStore.com offers you great products, low prices, excellent customer service, and fast shipping. To get the best for less, visit DHealthStore.com or call toll-free at 888-823-9416. That's 888-823-9416. DHealthStore.com. Go to DHealthStore.com and tell them Tommy Sotomayor sent you.
I knew I needed to talk to somebody about money when I opened my design shop.
When Mom got sick,
my daughter engaged already.
I felt sort of stuck.
I went to SunTrust.
I just wanted to talk to someone.
And they listened.
Helped me see options I didn't know I had.
Now I'm moving forward.
Now I can focus on what's really important.
I'm better off than I thought.
At SunTrust, we're here to help you find the answers you're looking for.
This is my baby girl.
That's why we start every conversation with, how can we help you?
DMV Staffing, national industry leader in staffing opportunities. Our years of staffing experience has taught us a few things. If you provide the right opportunity and a very high salary, people will perform their very best. We understand that needing more money than you're currently making is not your fault. We know if given the right opportunity, you could make more money. What if you could send your children to the best schools and take multiple vacations a year? If you had the right opportunity to make more money, you could.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tommy Sotomayor. And I'm sure you're like everyone else out here that wants to take control of your work future. Well, one of the best ways that we here at Your World, My Views know how to do that is to get in contact with DMV Staffing. Just log on at dmvstaffing.com or go to yourworldmyviews.com and tommysotomayor.com, sotomayortv.com, where the links will take you to DMV Staffing, because we know DMV Staffing will do all that they can to make sure that you have the job of your dreams. You want to make sure that you can take that vacation you wanted and you can take care of your family as well as those around you. And that starts finding a job that can help you be financially secure. So go on to dmvstaffing.com and make sure that you let them know Tommy Sotomayor sent you.
And now, more from the man that's able to make even his own dog question their friendship. Your host, Tommy Sotomayor.
Oh, there I am. Sorry. I was still talking. Sorry, y'all. Y'all can't hear me. All right. I thought that was my number, but it's not. So please stop texting me. Stop texting me, please. Stop it. Seriously, you hear the show. Just stop texting me. You got to cut that out. Unless you send me some tips. Then text me all you want. You're not sending me no tips. Stop it. It might be. Let me stop telling people stop it. It might have been something that's important. Oh, never mind. It was important. Sorry, guys. For the people who didn't hear what I said on Jesus Christ. For the people who didn't get a chance to hear what I said in the chat room, my God. On Blog Talk, look, I came from the commercial and I talked about something. Listen to this. There's a video that I saw online of a white dude fucking a snake. I had no idea a snake had a pussy. He was fingering the snake and then he had sex with it. He had sex with it.
The fuck?
So, guys, I mean, good Lord of mercy. And the thing is, that's how they end up dead. And you wonder, why is this dude laying in bed with a boa constrictor around his neck, naked? Well, it's because he was giving a steak to business. The same thing what happened to David Carradine. Weird crap. You're going to choke yourself. By yourself. Hire somebody to choke you, David Carradine. Choke yourself. Yes. Oh, the number 3-4. Oh, my God. The number is 347-989-8310. Good night. Just good night. I don't know what else to say about that. Just Jesus Christ. And I guess it's, look, whatever courage you go, that's what courage you go. I can't get mad at you, but that's what you want to do. You want to get... Jeez, weird. You want to get it on with a snake, then that's your business. I can't be just talking about you like you're just the worst person in the world. You ain't not killing nobody, but what you do in your home is what you do in your home. I'm all right, oddly enough, y'all, I'm all right with it. Whatever he's doing, as long as he ain't bothering nobody else, fuck it. Leave other motherfuckers alone. If fucking that snake keep you from raping a woman, by all means.
If Peter be getting involved because he's, like, molesting a snake, though?
Who you talking about, Peter Griffin? No.
Him too.
So, I'm about to throw up, man. God, dog. God, dog.
Hey, Peter Griffin beat to death a grown-ass chicken.
And this dude was trying to choke his grown-ass chicken with a damn pole, because forget night. Ladies and gentlemen, number 347-989-8310. I don't know what to tell you. I just want to tell you, white people are some scandalous people when it comes to sex. I'm just going to tell you, the dudes will fuck a horse, their girlfriend will record it, the dude will let his girlfriend fuck a dog, the white chick will let a damn dog lick a pussy by putting, what did I find out? They put peanut butter on their pussy and they crack and the dog will come lick it off. I'm like, oh my God, really? Who finds this shit out? I know what happened. They probably was like eating peanut butter and was like, oh, the dog liked the peanut butter. Wait a minute. They pulled a Ray J. Now they pulled a, wait a minute. Now that they pulled a Nate dog, the hold up. They found out it worked. Wait a minute. If he'll lick it off my hand. Drunken love, good night. Number 347-989-8310. Before I get back to the phone lines, you guys see I have a baseball right here. This is my first baseball getting from a baseball game. Now, what I was going to do is tell y'all that I went through this whole big ordeal to get this ball. I'm going to come up with some lie about how I got this baseball. You know, I saved three kids, so the ball was coming at them. But that's not actually what happened. What happened was I said, I'm 38 years old, and I have never gotten a ball. Two little white kids went and got this ball and brought it to me. They went and stood and got the ball, however they got it, and brought me the ball. Three little white boys, looked like one of them about 7 and 8. Where I was sitting at, I took a brother with me, and he's watching the show right now. What's up, Chris? I saw him out there, and he seemed like a good dude. I believe in good dudes. When I saw him out there at the game, because he was like, hey, man, I know you. I watch your stuff. I said, for real? I said, what you doing? I said, what you doing about 7 o'clock? He said, nud. I said, come to the game with me. Come to the game, he said. He said, man, I ain't never sat this close. He'll tell you, it was only one row in front of us. It was a row us to field. He sat there with me. We drank. We talked. And the one thing Cleveland need to fix is y'all ain't got no niggas at y'all baseball. There's no black folks. I took a video. Y'all go see. It's a sea of white. It's a sea of white. Cool, as the brother said to me. He said, I've never been this close. Like he was just saying that. He said, I've never been this close. And like somebody said, baseball boy, if you go there, it's fun. We had a good time at the game. Cleveland won. The people around us was talking. We was laughing. We was making jokes. The people were all
yeah, man, I'll be the first one to tell you, I hate watching baseball on TV, but when you're live, it's a lot of fun.
Person you're with, to get to, I don't know. I like company. And he kept saying, man, it's a pleasure to be able to hang with you. He was like, you don't understand. You like a celebrity, man. I'm just chilling with you. And I said to him, I said, the joy that y'all say y'all get out of hanging with me is the same joy that I get out of hanging with y'all. When Yisrael and his wife came by to see me, I was just as happy to see them. When Lisa Love and Strong came to see me, I was just as happy to see them. I told them if it wasn't for them, I'd probably sit in the house and wouldn't tell y'all a lie about how I got the ball. But then I realized that I ain't got no good story to tell about how I got the ball. The white boy gave it to me. A little bit of white boy gave it to me. And them folks talked to me the whole time. Them folks literally, and that picture that y'all see on the page of where I said me and my family, that wasn't my idea, and that picture wasn't taken with my phone. That picture was taken by a white dude there. The white dude was like, you know, you're funny. I like talking to you. You sit there and talk to me the whole time. He's like, I want to get a picture of all you guys. Because it was like we were a family. It literally was like everybody was having fun. Now, again, I brought up to you guys that there were no black folks there. Tell you this, but we as black people don't like to go where we can have that kind of fun and go home. Where there is no fighting. Where you sit around other folks and you have fun with them. We don't want to do that. If white folks are so racist and so bad to black folks, let me tell you something. Shouldn't me and my man Christian have been afraid to be there? Shouldn't me and my man Christian have had basically ourselves probably hurt on the way out, fun of, or a banana's thrown at us, something like that? Shouldn't that have been what happened? But I guarantee you if he takes me to a place where it's all black people, something will pop off. Do you know people are already telling me that they're worried that if I go to Chicago, something bad will happen? Do y'all know that some idiot in Detroit shot a 2-year-old kid to get back at the parents? Let me say this to you again. A 2-year-old kid. Do y'all understand? Chicago on the expressway 2 days ago at 4 o'clock in the morning. A mother of five who was pregnant with her 6th kid was gunned down in her vehicle. A mother of five who had her 6th kid in her stomach was gunned down in her vehicle. Y'all understand that 82 people were shot over the weekend of July 4th. You understand that 15 of them died. Understand that none of the people who hate me even address these issues. And they live 2 miles away from it, 3 miles away from it. They will never refer to those people as coons. They will never talk about how those people are hurting the black community. Mm-mm. Tell you who the fraud is. The fraud is any individual who sits around and talks about the community, but you never see them in the community. The fraud is the individual who says they take up for black women, but you don't see any black women with them. The frauds are people who you literally don't see. And look, I'm not a rich man at all, and anybody will tell you that. I'm not a rich man at all. So how am I able to go around and buy computers, pay light bills, pay rent, pay phone bills? How am I able to do this? Simple question, because that endless follows America money. How am I able to touch people in every city I go to for the last 2 years? How am I to go around living hotel to hotel and drive from city to city and eat food and eat here and go to get? How am I able to do any of this stuff? And how is it that they're not, if they're a big-ass coalition of people? They're a big-ass coalition that says they want to help black people, but yet they can't tell you one thing they've done other than start a website, monetize it, and put AdSense on it and tell you to go there and look at this information. He didn't even take time to write nothing himself. That's the funny part. He didn't even write anything himself. Just take the article he saw somewhere else and post it up and say, hey, I'm not talking about Tommy all the time. Look, I just threw up this photo. Let me go to Cody. Cody from the 504 wants to talk about the Philadelphia Fire. What's up, Cody? Cody, are you fighting people, your family in the background? Listen, Cody is in an argument with somebody. Cody.
No, Cody.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
What's
going
on in the background? Who you fighting with, bro?
Well, I wasn't fighting with nobody. There was too much going on. Sorry, dude. Sorry about that. You know, I was trying to contact you for the last 3-4 weeks, dude. You know, however.
Well, you got me now. You want to talk about the Philly incident. What's up?
You know, I mean, it don't make sense to me, you know, that the lady jumped out and she could have, you know, threw the kids out or something, you know.
Your phone sounds a little muffled.
Oh, my bad. Sorry. I got you on speaker. I was trying to listen to you.
Okay. You said it affected your family. How so?
Huh?
Oh, no. You said your family went through it. What happened with your family?
Yeah, you know, my dad, you know, after my dad got a divorce from my mother, he had an outside family. He had I had a brother and I have a sister. My sisters right now have twins right now. She's in Houston. But anyway, my dad, he was living on White Street in New Orleans and, you know, years ago. And before the incident happened, you know, he seen some shorts in the socket. You know, shotgun houses in New Orleans, once they, you know, they're like matchboxes. Once you set a box of matches on fire, they go in flames, you know. And an electrical short, you know, and he was trying to warn the landlord about it. And overnight, that house caught on fire. This is around Christmas time. And the house caught on fire. He was trying to get my little brother out of there, Tori. He was trying to get him out, but he was so scared to come out from under the thing. He was under the bed somewhere. He was scared of the fire, and he died. I mean,
Jesus,
he couldn't save him in time while he was in there. He was trying to get him, but the smoke was getting into him, and he was trying to get him. And it was so unbearable. Even he even gave the money away because it hurt him. You know, it hurt him so bad.
So let me ask you something. Do you think I was too hard on the people of the Philadelphia Fire? Because I'm going to show you guys whenever I get a chance to edit. Probably when I get to Chicago, I'm going to edit a lot of footage that I shot that I haven't gotten a chance to post. What do you think?
Well, what I think is, you know, blacks could have been doing that better job. Because the thing about black folks, you know, most black folks in the community, all over the country, in urban areas, period, that we don't take responsibility. We're always blaming on the outside. We're not worrying about our issues, what we need to talk about. You know, I'm blaming the police. I'm blaming the fire department. But we're not doing things on our own to make it effective for us. That's the problem. And we're not solving it.
I asked a simple question when I was out there on the block, but I'll ask you the question I asked. Why is it that those people, they know they live in unsafe environments, but they expect someone to get them out of those unsafe environments, but they can still afford Jordans and hair weave? The funny part is I showed you guys on the video, on the news clip, there was a woman who walked around with blonde hair. That woman literally walked past me when I was recording, too. I think she just tried to get in the video.
For what?
Think she looked good. Because, like, why would she do the exact same thing on my video that she did on that video? It was funny. When I watched that video, I was like, because I talked shit about that woman when she walked by. The woman was filming me while I was talking. And then I looked back and saw this big blonde weed walk back behind me. And I was like, see? Y'all see that? This woman walking around looked like a black and mild. like a Duracell battery. She got the copper top.
Yeah, I don't get that logic, Tommy. But, yeah, it's like we can afford Jordans. There's a line for Jordans. We'll stay in the line for that. If there's free money, well, we'll stay in line for that. If there's food stamps for free, yeah, we'll stay in line for that. But if something's about politically, community, about voting on certain situations, no one isn't standing in line for anything, period. This is the reason why, you know, the police are on us, you know, police brutality. This is the reason why, like, I seen a video earlier about, you know, you know, how they can't even film on their front porch. You know, it's preposterous.
That pissed me off. And again,
that's
another so-called pro-black thing fighting against these so-called pro-black people who hate me ain't saying shit about that. They ain't going ham on the cops. They ain't releasing the cops' information. They ain't doing shit. So apparently I'm worse for the black community than the cops that's killing people. I'm worse than the drug dealers. I'm worse than the pimps. I'm worse than all these people because there are more people focusing on me than it is on that.
Yeah, they're not really focusing on the real issues that really affect us as a people. You know, we don't even support each other when it comes business-wise. I don't get the logic in that neither. But we're also always getting over each other. And this is the reason why we
people to ask for their donation for my movie back as if I'm going to run from it. If they're going to ask for the donation, go ahead and ask for it back. But the fact that this dude is saying, I think he has some, let's take it from him. Who the fuck does that? Seriously, who the fuck does that?
That's illogical, man. I don't get people, bro. It's like, it's like, you know, it's like the guy earlier. You know, he was trying to reason with him. It's like he's bringing this up about the child, but you're trying to move on with something else that doesn't work. And he's still, I don't know, dodging certain questions. It's like every time I'm hearing your show, there's always somebody. I don't know what's wrong with them. I don't know, man. I don't know if they, you know, they ate paint as a lead paint as a kid, or I don't know, man. It's just something wrong with them.
They lived in the houses with that asbestos.
What'd you say?
They lived in them houses with asbestos.
Asbestos, lead.
They were eating them paint chips. It's really crazy, guys. The numbers.
You know, I don't know. They, I don't know, man. It's just, I don't.
I don't get it either. And see, what really hurt my heart about that story, though, as a mother, if you only have smoke and inhalation, and again, I'm trying to figure out. Maybe I got it wrong. Maybe she just so panicked within.
Yeah, she pressed the panic button.
Yeah. It's
yeah,
like
it
I'm
happens.
Trying to give her an out. I really am. And if you guys know, lately I've been trying to give women an out, like the woman up in Queens. You see what she did, the woman who suffocated her kid and put it on Facebook?
That's not cool neither. That's ridiculous, man. That's sick. That's sick. That's sick in the mind.
I tried to find a reason for that woman to do that. Well, not a reason, but I said I didn't like the fact that the boyfriend and his new girlfriend was basically rubbing it in her face. That wasn't cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember. Then another one with the – I seen it on Facebook before you put it out on the incident in McDonald's.
Yeah.
With the girl was like, bitch. Like, you hear this retarded motherfucker?
Yeah. Have you noticed that most of them retarded people have weird laughs? And I'm not talking about retarded like so, but I'm talking about them like one less chromosome than they should have. But them people, like, you listen to them cats on that other show, listen to them laugh, and it's a weird laugh. It's like a killer's laugh. Yeah.
Like, oh, wow.
It's just a weird laugh, like the Joker snuck in. Not even the Joker, the one that's on it, the old one who used to play by Jack Nicholas. You remember when Jack Nicholas fell down on the ground at the end of the old first Batman, and you kept hearing him go,
yeah.
Like a weird laugh.
Oh, man.
You ever have a homeboy
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, you remember, you ever have a homeboy that you hate telling jokes to because this nigga might laugh? You don't want him to laugh because you ain't going to get no pussy. If the women hear him laugh, she going to think your whole crew lame. Can't tell this nigga no joke.
Yeah, it's just that. I just don't get the logic of the simple fact. I mean, I don't know, man. You know, then the thirdly, what we do with in black communities is like we over we don't invest, we overconsume.
Yeah.
You know, and then we brag about stuff we don't own. Yeah, I'm on 13th Street. Yeah, I represent. Man, that's owned by the city, idiot. I represent the Fort Ward. Don't you realize what a ward is? No, that's a set. No, it's a voting district. That's a difference. I don't
good
get
job.
That.
You, hey, in Atlanta, they start throwing up precincts. Seriously, in Atlanta, they start throwing up precincts. Zone 6, shouting. That's what the police calls where you are, you idiot. You representing Zone 6.
Prison. Oh, let's put them in Zone 6. Say, what is that? Oh, that's a prison. That's a high-security prison. That sounds like a high-security prison. Like a military-type thing, you know? I don't get that.
J-Ray will tell you, he's from Atlanta. He know we represent Zone 6, Zone 4, Zone 3.
That don't make no difference, but I mean, I've been more than just the Fort Ward. You know, I've been out of the country. I mean, but the thing is, you know, I mean, we claim it's something we don't even own. We don't even own land, dude. I mean, but we sure like to brag about rims
and
cars.
Claiming these hoods, here's my thing. If you claiming these hoods, you need to be able to make some real estate deals with Donald Trump.
Right, yeah, you know, like come some type of black developer or something, you know?
I mean you run the hood, sell that shit to somebody, get some money. Why shouldn't you be able to do that?
No, because we too busy spending money on frivolous shit that we don't need.
I was showing the dude the picture today. I was like, yeah, that's a picture of me and D.L. Hughley. And when I showed him the picture, I looked at the shirt I have on now. I was like, I'm wearing the same shirt. He just started laughing. I said, that lets you know how extensive my wardrobe is. But I'm not going to spend money on stupid crap like that. I'm just not. I'm not a fashion nigga.
I'm not so much. But I mean, I work hard for my money, and I don't mind deserving, you know, something great. But
there's nothing wrong with people who like clothes. I think of like the dude that I hung out with in New
York. Things,
that dude always wore a sports jacket. I kept saying, I would really like to be able to dress like that. I thought, because he always wore a sports jacket. He didn't wear a suit, but he always wore a sports jacket. I said, yeah, I think that's pretty cool.
You know, I'm kind of cheap on suits because you know. Suits cost $600, $500, man. I'm like, no, indeed. You know what? You know, I bought two pin-cord suits during the winter at Jose Bank downtown New Orleans for $98 each. And they're like $400, $500. I said, let me get this.
I went to go buy that boss suit. Man, that thing was $1,500.
Damn.
I'll never do this again. You know how for the chick that with you, you feel like you got to do it because she tell you how good you look? Don't go shopping with no chick.
Oh, no. Because they'll burn your bank account up.
Yeah. I never do it again. They'll tell you look good, but they won't buy the shit. If I look that damn
exactly,
good, bitch,
buy it. But they want you to buy it, though. Like,
if
yeah,
I look
you
that
look
damn
good,
bitch, purchase it. When we tell a woman she look good in a dress, we don't sit back and let her go purchase it.
Because, you know,
baby,
women.
You look great in that dress. Go get it.
Because, you know, women, they stuff cheaper, you know. It's like, you know, their clothes vary. You know,
yeah.
Their prices vary from the, like, $10, $15, $20 to, like, more than $800, $2,000, you know. It varies.
The only thing that really costs that a woman buys is their shoes. And they can buy cheap shoes that look like good shoes, but their shoes are expensive. I seen them hold shoes. Boy, my God. Like a pair of stiletto boots and shit be like $2,000.
Yeah. They pay for a Jimmy Choo and Michael Kors. And...
Look at you. One day my girl liked wearing something called Giuseppe Ginotti or something. I was like, my God, Giuseppe Ginotti or some crap.
I don't know what that is.
You know when you just think you're going to take somebody shopping, listen, fellas, do not take your girl shopping for no fucking shoes. If you could take her shopping, you could go buy some dresses. If she says,
No purses.
If your girl says she needs some shoes, ignore her.
See, I mean, I don't have kids yet, but I don't have kids at all right now. But I don't mind having them right now, you know. But right now, I'm trying to get in school and finish school and become an architect. But anyway, the thing is, it's just some, you know, like I said, you know, us blacks, you know, we need to stop claiming that we're Irv Gotti and all these other people after Italians and shit. And Italians don't hardly like us, man. We represent something that who we are not at all. And then we don't take responsibility. We over consume instead of investing.
Yeah.
We're trying to get over each other. We're trying to stab each other in the back. I work with, like I said before, with you. I work with a bunch with older people that, you know, that stab each other in the back. They don't even stand for their job, man. That's the thing. That's the problem, man. We don't take responsibility, but we always point.
Listen, I tell people this, and it's one of the things that I had to say. I said, look, I said, the one thing the white girl didn't do was come up pregnant.
Right.
But yet, the black chicks have no problem with trying to come up pregnant. I don't understand that. I had a friend of mine, listen, she used to listen to the show all the time. I mean, it's a sad story. It's the same all with all of them. She used to listen to the show. She was a fat girl. I got her to talking to the fitness trainers that were all used to come on my show all the time. Not only did she lose the weight, but that bitch got fine. She started competing in like fitness pageants. She got, just fucking fine to the point of where now she's posting half-naked pictures on Facebook and shit. She don't talk to me no more because the niggas are trying to holler at her. She don't come on the show because she's so busy doing.
Damn, she just changed on you.
Yeah, they're asking me to do shows and blah, blah, blah. That motherfucker hit me up the other day talking about some, oh, I see you're up in Ohio. I live in Ohio. You know, this bitch got a kid within the year that she got herself in shape and no dude, the dude that left her with that baby. And I said, see that bitch? I'm the one that got you in fucking shape. I'm the one that cared enough about you to tell you the right damn thing. Niggas start fucking with you on Facebook and shit and throwing up your little pictures and liking your pictures. You have shit up to say to me. Now you talk about some, I'm in Chicago, I'm in Ohio. Fuck you. Ain't got a baby. Why would you reach out to me? You in Ohio and got a baby. In a year. In 1 year. You went from being this fat chick, being this fine chick, to being this chick with a baby.
Yeah, I don't get that logic either, bro. I don't get that understanding. I just like, I mean, it's just like, you know, people change after they get a certain way. It's like, yeah, I'm this, that, and the other. You know, this is just like I work with people that say, yeah, you always kissing white people ass. I say, I'm not kissing no white people butt. I just want work. I just want to work. You know, I don't mind working. I don't mind working for what I want to do. It's just some of y'all think since I'm doing this, I'm getting away with something. Then y'all want to stab me in the back and say, I'm doing this, that, and the other. I don't go behind y'all and tell y'all doing some side shit and try to slander y'all. I don't do that. I never do.
Yeah, I had to tell a girl the other day, and I think it threw her off when she said that. I'm talking to her on the phone, and she was telling, first she told me one dude I knew that liked her who has a wife was trying to fuck her. Then she told me another dude was trying to fuck her. I stopped her. I said, hold on. She said, what? I said, stop telling me about dudes that's trying to fuck you.
Red
flag. By hearing you talk to me about this, and it's not like it's a 20-year-old chick. It's almost 50-year-old chick. So I said, well, wait a minute. By you telling me that, what, you going to go and anything I tell you, you going to go tell somebody else? No, I would never do that to you. I said, but you don't know me. Why would you never do it to me, but you have no problem doing it to people that you say are your friends? And why do I need to know what all kind of dudes is trying to fuck you? This is the weirdest conversation, that maybe a woman's trying to get you to want to fuck them by telling you that other people want to fuck them. I don't know.
That sexual conquest shit. Right there. That's
behind nobody else. The more you tell me other people trying to fuck you, don't hype me up. I'm not trying to fuck behind people.
That's like getting a rental car from a bad neighborhood, and crackheads been driving it, you know, and it smell bad. It smell like cocaine. It smell all like old draws and shit. Just bad, man. Can't even go to Enterprise and get you a decent rental car without that bullshit.
Shoot, it's like staying in a hotel in a bad neighborhood. Who's ever fucked around and stayed in a hotel in a bad neighborhood?
When I was younger, I
did it. That shit is horrible. You be scared. You laying in the bed thinking something going to get in the bed with you. It's horrible.
Sleep bitten.
Yeah.
A whole stroll.
I literally have slept in one of them beds with every piece of clothes on I had on the top of the covers, just curled up like a baby.
You scared to put your feet in the covers.
I left my luggage in the car.
What is this? What is that? Oh, is that a condom? Oh, no.
I brushed my teeth outside.
Mess around and try to bring a black light in there. They'll get a whole crime scene.
Man, dog, what happened? How'd you catch AIDS? Fucking them hoes now, nigga, staying at that flea bag motel.
Probably they had no dope meat in there. It's big.
Some of the hotels be so bad when you come in, it already be another nigga in there.
It smell like another nigga had been in there.
Hey, Cody, man, thank you for giving me a call, man. You made me laugh, dog.
No problem, man. I'm just trying to make you happy, man. You know, I've been hearing that you've been depressed and this, that, and the other, but I know you have a strong spirit, bro.
At the end of the day, little shit makes me happy. And so stuff like that, when y'all say stuff, I think it's really cool. It makes me happy. So, brother, thank you for giving me a call.
Yeah, man, I hope you come to New Orleans, man. Come to the Crescent City again.
Yeah, you know I'm coming back. Why you didn't come see me the first time when I was down there? I was down there eating beignets.
I didn't know about you until recently.
Oh, you were, because last year I came down there twice. On my way to L.A. I came, and on my way back I stayed there. And, man, them beignets
because,
off the fucking chain.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Cafe du Monde be hooking it up.
Yeah, that's where I was. That's where I was at.
Yeah.
Ooh, this is nice. What you think about your boy, the motherfucking white boy that shot up the street? Chinese, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah, they caught him. Yeah, they're trying to extradite him right now. The governor want him bad. Now they're trying to look for the other shooter.
They need to execute that dude.
You know? I heard those shots that night, and I'm glad I wasn't there. See, that's why I don't like hanging on Berber Street, man, because it's just bullshit. You come there to have fun. Somebody's got to come there with a gun and start some shit.
You're right, you know? And I stayed at the Ritz. Do you know the Ritz-Carlton? What street is that? Right there by Bourbon Street.
You say right there by Bourbon Street?
Yeah, it's a Ritz-Carlton downtown.
The Royal Sonesta is on Bourbon. Then you have another one. You're talking about the Hyatt. The Hyatt is right there on Canal Street, but you get out at Iberville. Then you have a Ritz-Carlton that's facing Canal Street.
Iberville. I know that was one of the streets I went on to get to the
Right.
I got a pretty good memory. That was one of the streets because I remember I thought that's a weird name for a street, Iberville. So I was there, and I could walk. I thought farther than they were because I ended up walking at one point, and I was able to walk to Cafe du Monde. Yeah, but I remember thinking about it. I was there by myself, walking the streets late at night, getting fucking beignets and shit.
Yeah, Cafe du Monde, right? No, Cafe du Monde, that's who you got to go because Cafe du Monde make great beignets.
It's right over there by
Decatur.
The water or something. It's like I remember the
river.
Green.
Yeah,
yeah,
right on Decatur.
Yeah, that's where I went every time I went over there because they give you that.
Not too far from Jacksbury.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Exactly. Because I was out there on the little river taking pictures, too, whatever that was. You know, people come out there and they take on the dock.
Mississippi River?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Mississippi.
Mississippi. But I'm telling you, like, I'm literally, like you said, you can be somewhere just trying to have a good time. And all it takes is one idiot to fuck it all up.
Yeah, and make it bad for everybody. That's ridiculous, you know. And now they said they just officially announced that we have a lot of state troopers here now until October, I think, September. They just announced that. And you know, speaking of World Star Hip Hop, I was looking on my YouTube on my Facebook page. You know, Cody Marshall. That's what my I go under that. And I looked at, African Bambaataa was going against world hip-hop. He said, this is not what hip-hop is all about. So how do you take the world stuff hip-hop off or just get rid of that website altogether? You know, he said, this should be the news for the ghetto. And instead of, slandering black folk, talking about fighting and all that stuff. Reading the article. Yeah, it should have
been stopped
a long
time ago. But it's not going to stop. And the fact that they call that hip-hop, and again, I still have to ask, the niggas that fuck with me aren't fucking with them. They're not fucking with them. They're not fucking with the owner. The owner's a black man who got a damn, I don't know what she is, that cat stack chick pregnant. So, I mean, you ain't fucking with that guy. I don't understand why you fucking with me like that. That guy's literally causing detriment in the black community, because he's making black folks go out and do dumb shit so they can try to get on World Star. See, no black people are doing dumb shit to try to get on my page, because my page is going to embarrass you.
I'm not going to do no dumb shit because I know better.
That is true.
I'm not going to do it. You sniffing, they sniffing glue, so I got to sniff glue too? Fuck you. Have a nice day, sir.
I'm with you. Cody, thank you, man. I'm going to try to get to as many more phone calls as I can. A good phone call there.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, the number is 347-989-8310. A brother wanted to ask me a question. His name is Chris. He's a longtime follower and wanted me to ask some questions as to why I started. What's up, Chris? Chris, are you there? Chris. Chris.
Yeah, I'm here, brother. I'm here.
What's up?
All right, yo, you ready to do this?
Hmm?
You ready to do this?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, cool. Am I live or?
You are, sir, I'm talking to you. Yes, you're live. What's up?
All right. Now, I had a few issues I wanted to bring up. First of all, I never really, got to know you really personally. You never really talked about yourself on the air. Could you, go in depth and, really tell us a little bit more about your life and why you want to do this?
Well, I looked at myself and I said I made a lot of mistakes. I learned a lot of shit. And I said as a man, I had to learn how to be a man on my own, and typically it's through mistakes. And that's the worst way to me to learn something. So what I tried to do was bring out, hey, a lot of us have had these issues, especially like when I got out of jail, I realized a lot of the guys that I talked to in there had the same issues, yet they wouldn't talk about them when they got out of jail. But what I said was, I'm going to talk about it and maybe be able to prevent some people from going back in there.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. I can actually cope with that. I actually I served a sentence within a prison, a confinement. And, it's obviously a really hard time. Were you in what state were you in?
Georgia.
Okay. Yeah, I was in a MCC, Metropolitan Correctional Center, within Chicago. I met a lot of, I'm sure you can understand, there's a lot of people in there, and they come from all types of different cultures, and a lot of the people there, they really tend to seem like really good people,
Exactly. There were a lot of people who were there who literally just didn't have guidance. One lines that I love is when the Bible says, my people suffer for the lack of knowledge, and I believe that a lot of blacks, especially the black men, we suffer for the fact that we do not have the logic, that we do not have the knowledge. We cannot grow up to be men if we aren't ever exposed to men, especially good men. Because even when we are exposed to men, it's like that brother who got caught, the video I did where the police were doing the harassing, and the mom got the guy grabbed the mom by the neck. Well, if you notice, the mom said, she sits there with her 18, 19-year-old son who still lives in the house. What she said was, I was in the house with my boyfriend when I heard all the commotion. You know how silly that sounds?
Yeah.
I didn't say nothing about it because I didn't want to get on the black women because I didn't want to hear nothing. But the first off, his mom looked like a dude. His mom was even fighting like and then the mom said really? Said she had a boyfriend. I was like, who is fucking that woman?
Man, it's sad because, you know, like, the way people are raised obviously, you know, has a lot to do with who they tend to be when they grow up and what they think is right and wrong. Because, you know, the fact of the matter is right and wrong is simply nothing but a word, and it's based off your moral constructs. There is no right and wrong. It's different for every person based on their morals. And
agreed.
How those morals are shaped are from how they're raised. And if people would raise their kids better, you know, they wouldn't be in these conflicts in the first place, you know?
I agree. You have any more questions you want to ask me about me?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Okay, so basically, have you heard a lot about the feminism that's been going around the internet and TV lately?
I've talked a lot about feminism. I try not to really go much into it because people get it by now. I mean, even feminism is a mental construct more than anything else. It's a mentality.
Right.
Just like the word ratchet. Feminism and ratchetness is the same thing to me. It's like they're just mental they're mental roadblocks that are given to women to make them feel entitled, period. Women feel entitled and they've done nothing to get that entitlement. I'm sorry. And I know that makes me sound like a male chauvinist. But if men ran to one side of the country and women ran to the other side of the country, we'd wipe their asses out pretty quick.
No, see, that's what I want to bring up, is specifically that, you know, the women, they'll go around and, you know, they'll wear their short mini skirts and everything, and they expect that that's okay, and yet they wonder why they get raped and everything. I'm starting a website. I have a whole project starting up and everything, and what I'm trying to do is legalize rape. And I think that, honestly, it's honestly a good thing. If anything, that's actually going to teach them a lesson.
Whoa. You want to legalize rape? Explain this to me, please.
Absolutely. Now, women go around and, like, you know, say, for example, at Mardi Gras, right? A woman's standing on top of someone's shoulders, and she's flashing her tits. And a bunch of people grab her, pull her down, and grab her tits and everything. And she says, how could this happen? How could this happen to me? What happened wrong? They don't understand that they bring this stuff on them. And the only way they're really going to understand
Hold on a second. So you're saying men don't have control of their own libido?
No, I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is that these women want to go around and parade their sexiness, but they want to be offended when it's taken advantage of. I mean, if
yeah,
they didn't
you
do
said,
it in the first
but wait,
place,
wait, wait. But you said legalize. What you said legalize rape. You didn't say legalize grabbing tits. You said legalize rape.
Yeah, but why do people get raped in the first place?
Hold on, rape. Let me say this to anybody listening. I want any of you jackasses to listen right now. The majority of rape has nothing to do with sex. It has everything to do with power. A typical rapist wants power and typically rapes someone who hurt him in his past. Same way with Ted Bundy. Ted Bundy could get pussy easy, but he still was raping women. And every woman he raped ended up looking like the woman who they found out had broke his heart. And every one of
the
women he raped, he was getting back at that woman.
But all the victims of rape are people who are praying themselves as sexy people.
That's not true.
Why the majority of people who are
hold
raped
on, wait,
are females.
Hold on.
They deserve
that's,
to be raped.
Sir. Put him on mute for a second. First off, I want y'all to know this was a plant. This is a plant. The dude called on my show to say this on purpose so he could try to say, those are Tommy fans. Well, for you, sir, and the rest of the people who believe that. I should have known it was somebody who called from a private number. That is a cab for any of you idiots who believe that a woman deserves to be raped. No one deserves to be raped. No one deserves to be molested. One deserves... I don't care if a woman walks down the street nude. I found out that in New York, that women can walk around with no shirts on. I just found out this, y'all, that women can actually walk around New York with no shirts on. and I didn't know that. And then none of them walked around in New York with no shirts on, and I could see it. I was really pissed.
Babe, you know what this dude just remind me of? I swear to God, this dude should be joining Taliban.
You know, I thought, before you finish, when he said it, I thought about you and what you said. That's why I was, like, hurt. I was like, she's overblowing it. And then I was like, damn, this dude proves that maybe she has a point.
I couldn't get to my computer fast enough because I didn't want to keep texting you so you don't get all those beeps. I was on my way home when I was listening to this crap. I couldn't get to the computer fast enough so I can unmute myself. This dude needs to get raped himself first and then talk.
Thank you.
I swear to God. And then we'll see if he says that he asked for it.
I can't understand how he can say that when women get just as turned on by the male body as females do. I mean, as men do by women. I've seen some women literally get moist over a dude walking around the park with no shirt on, with a nice shape.
In Middle East, they take all the responsibility off a man, put on a woman. That's why they put her in clear bag. God forbid if she shows any skin because men cannot control themselves.
Do you know if I agree with him, then I would be agreeing to people fucking with me on the Internet just because they can't control themselves not to listen to me? Like, they could do whatever they want because they don't like what they hear, even though they could just not do it. This dude said, he said, all of the women who get raped. First off, I don't mind addressing this because it's bullshit, but that was a fake call.
Yeah. He was trying to soften you up by telling you what you want to hear, and then.
Yeah, it was a fake call. He wants to say it, and then they're going to cut it up over on old buddy's side and say, see, those are the type of people who listen to him. They're so desperate to do shit.
That was scary because there are really people who think that. There's truly people who think that.
That's why I'm addressing it, yes. Because even though he's been an asshole, there are people who actually do think that. Ted Bundy was one of them. Ted Bundy honestly believes you got raped because you deserved it. You got raped because you deserve it. And there's a lot of people who honestly believe you get raped because you deserve it.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
In India, there's an epidemic right now of women getting raped on the buses, anyway. It's like it's really, really scary. And it's like, well, you shouldn't be outside after dark, even if she's going home from a grocery store or whatever. I mean, like, it's scary. Then in India, like right now, there's not enough, like bathroom, for an example. They really not. So a lot of them in the poorest areas go to the field to use the restroom, women. And there's instances where women are targeted there and they are raped and then hanged. And if a woman is raped, then she brings shame to her family. Like in Afghanistan, if let's say a woman gets raped once, she brings shame to her family, she ends up going to commit suicide most likely anyway. And then you know how they will get the respect back to the family? They will force the other family to give the virgin to them to get raped. No matter what, a woman loses. It's like crazy. This men are crazy. And this is exactly what I was telling you about why I'm afraid of feminism here. Because when it's pushed so far, the only thing they're going to do is retaliate. And the way they retaliate is always much greater than it was before. Because the Middle East used to be very westernized in the 50s and 60s. Now, the only thing you can see from a woman is her eyes, and if hardly.
And see, this is
Like if you look at how Bin Laden grew up, I mean, look at his pictures when he was a kid. It looks like, you know, like the cleavers and shit.
And you, the call bothered me because, as a man, you're literally saying you cannot control yourself. These are the same type of men who will probably say they had to rape a 13-year-old girl because she has some tight, you know, the little tight pants that the little girl's wearing now.
Right, because nowadays you can't even see the difference between a 13-year-old and an 18-year-old because of all the hormones they put in the food, so he might think she's grown.
Well, see, the problem with guys like that is they give ammo to, you know, the feminists of the world who try to act like there's this whole big rape culture and stuff like that worldwide and throughout all of history.
Well, I hate that word. I saw that somewhere about this rape
what?
Culture. And then this stupid rape culture. Like, there's a situation. Listen, with much power comes much responsibility. And women have much power right now. I don't understand why they flaunt around having the power and saying, well, I can do what I want. But that being said, there is no reason to rape someone. There isn't. I mean, literally, there's no reason to rape someone. Now, what I don't like is that a woman can call rape at any point in time. You can be in the middle of sex with a woman. You can be about to bust. She say, I don't want to do it. If you take one more stroke, you have just raped this woman. And the law acknowledges this. The law says this.
Look at it this way, too, Tommy. What was that lady that cut off her husband's dick or whatever? Can't think of his name.
Lorena Bobbitt. Right.
Yeah. See, the reason why she did that is because she wasn't getting enough sex from that dude. So he was pretty much damned if he did and damned if he didn't. Like, if he wanted to fuck her, all of a sudden he was a rapist. And if he didn't want to fuck her, he was guilty of emotionally raping her, essentially, you know, because he didn't give her dick on demand.
And see, guys, I want to give you guys a... I'm just bothered. Let me go to the phone lines. I'm just bothered by that guy.
I'm an asshole.
Yeah, and McBeard, what's up?
Ew. Hey, you doing, Tommy?
Hey,
I'm
Meg. I don't know. Talk to me.
Man, I tell you, it must be like Spike Lee in that movie, dude, right there. It must be the heat that's making people lose their doggone minds or something.
I don't know. We live in a society right now where the lowest of the low are still given a voice. And it used to be a time where the lowest of the low weren't given a voice. And you're talking about somebody that's pretty low, and that's Miss Sherri Shepherd. What was it you want to talk about Sherri Shepherd?
Well, it was one thing that I was thinking about, she's leaving the show and everything, and I just kept thinking about, okay, she's just been twice divorced, and I'm like, what's she going to do now,
still be a fat feminist? She's going to be some kind of feminist. That's the great thing about a woman. A woman can go through all kind of crap and still be all right.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
They turned their tragedy into triumph.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Women are like cats. They got nine lives, and they always land on their feet.
Yeah. That's the thing. I mean, she was like, the thing I just didn't like, when she had her second husband, you know, that Sal, the one who looked like Uncle Phil from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, you know, that dude, you know. Oh, yeah, come on, we know he looked like what he looked like. I mean, she was just talking trash about the dude, and you just can't just talk trash about the dude and think he's just going to just stay with you. I mean, your girlfriend's somebody, if he would say that to me, I'd leave him. And like, now, if you're going to tell somebody, if someone treated you like dirt, you said you're going to leave them, what makes you think you're going to treat somebody like dirt and you expect them to stay? That makes no sense.
Like, let me give you, somebody brought up the name Whoopi Goldberg. Whoopi Goldberg dated a white man, never got, nobody ever told her, your daddy black. She dated the white man, paraded the white man around, the toupee white man. The white man went to the toupee, painted their face black, and black women still had no problem with this woman. If a black dude did some shit like this, he'd have been called a sellout. Number one, we get called sellout for who we date. Number two, we wouldn't be able to walk around and do anything like that after we, quote-unquote, despair. Look at how scared, like, Tyrese and D.L. Hughley are about just even saying something about black women.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's sad, man. I remember back in college, I was, like, friends with this one girl. She was, you know, Latina, and it was cool until we went out, you know, hung out at the mall one time, went to the movies, and people saw us, like, hey, what are you doing talking to her? Like, come on, she's Latina, she's bold. I mean, it ain't like, I don't know why they tripping. It's not like she was white, you know, like from, you know, Scandinavia or someplace like that. She was Latina. It's like, I mean, how many Puerto Rican Ku Klux Klan members have you ran into? I mean, come on. Ain't no Barriqua or KKK group in Stone Mountain. I mean, just,
well,
you know.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Black women are able to get with dudes that they're like damn near known racist and have kids with them and still don't get called sellout, manny. No.
Mm-hmm.
If you say something to them. But my thing is, you love who you love, you like who you like. It shouldn't be that big of a damn deal. But
yeah,
don't
I know.
Throw a ticker tape. But don't throw a ticker tape parade for a black woman who gets a non-black man, but tell a black dude that he somehow is ruining your life, even though you weren't dating him at all.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like they get mad at you twice. Like they don't. It's like you know you want to get with somebody and they tell you no, and then when you do find somebody, like, hey, how dare you find somebody after I took all this time out of my schedule to dish your sorry ass, reject your ass? You're like, come on now.
they want first right of refusal. They, listen, nobody wants to see the black man happy. The majority of black men who've been living around black women have accepted the fact that they're not supposed to be happy, that they don't want to be happy. So here's where we are. We're in this position to where us as men have accepted that we are not going to be happy. And we've accepted that they are going to make us unhappy. As a matter of fact, that's why they say things like, if you do date outside of your race, you was too weak and you couldn't handle a strong black woman. What that says is you weren't willing to put up with the bullshit. Don't you understand
that
that's
like,
a weird train of thought?
Yeah, it's like misery loves company. It's just a perfect example of that. Misery loves company. It's mm-hmm. like, yeah, if you can't be miserable, I'm going to keep you company. If I'm going to give you hell while you giving me company. You know, I mean, no sane man, regardless of his skin color, whatever, no man wants to be in a boot camp relationship. That's just, you know, straight bottom line. I mean, seriously, Tom, I mean, would you want to go be in a relationship like where, like, your girl, like, cussing you out like the drill sergeant from Full Metal Jacket? Shoot, no. You know?
I wouldn't want to be in a relationship, but a lot of us have been in that relationship because we thought that was normal. Just like we think as adults that beating your kid's ass with any object you can find is literally, we believe that that's normal as black people. We believe that hurting ourselves and hurting each other is normal. That has mm-hmm. changed. If that does not change, we're not going to change, and we're done as a group.
That's true. Speaking of, you know what, speaking of abuse, I was just thinking about you know, the thing about the guy who got caught, you know, I guess killing his child, left the car, baby in the car, and it got burnt, well, got hot, and he died of heat stroke, and then the woman who had the kids drive right on top of the roof of the car and stuff like that. Is it just the heat or the bad economy or just a little bit of both these people going crazy? And I'm surprised, you know, they haven't used postpartum. Do you think, I mean, I know it's kind of out there, but do you think, it's kind of fishy to me. Do you think some women are using this postpartum thing as a way just to get away with some dirt? You know.
You know what? I wish that some of these whores would get prepartum.
Mm-hmm. Because like the dude who killed his child, I mean, he can't use postpartum. He knows he's going to jail. So you know. But you know, some people. Now, I know it's kind of controversial, but I mean, if it was a baby child, you know, a newborn, I could see that. But if the child's already 5, 6, 7, or 8 or something like that, you know, and already walking and talking, you know, you can't use that part of the car. I mean, that's straight up homicide. You know, kind of like the woman who drove that van in the ocean and telling her, I can't take it no more, and then and they were trying to save the kid. Man, my mom was trying to drown us, and, you know, that type of stuff. No, they, like, 10, 11, 12. You can't use that, you know, I was depressed. No, you were trying to get away with some stuff. But, you know, that, you know, I guess I was just watching too much Law and Order and stuff, and I was just saying, man, this is fishier than a seafood platter, man. Come on.
Listen, again, we've given, we treat women, that's why I call them snack pack throwers. We treat women like kids. We treat women like retarded kids. They could there should never be some term called postpartum. Screw that postpartum shit. Every woman has excuses for everything that they do. When they kill a man, there's a fucking excuse. When they have an abortion, there's a fucking excuse.
Wait, Postpartum does not include killing your child. Postpartum, it includes when you're emotional, overwhelmed. You still love your child. You're just overwhelmed. Your hormones going crazy. You're not getting probably enough sleep because you have to breastfeed and whatever it is. Which you, postpartum does not excuse violence towards your child. This is ridiculous. It does not count as postpartum.
Well, we work there with more.
I hear that, but ma'am, why is it always in these circumstances when they always take it out on the child? They never take it out on the dad, the baby daddy.
Hey,
the
hold on, stop it, stop it, stop it.
They never take it out on the pediatrician or the midwife.
Wait. Don't you be encouraging them whores to turn around and start taking out on that.
They're already taking out on baby daddy.
They do. He up there encouraging women to start taking it out on the man.
First of all, it's cold blood to use that type of thing just to get away. I'm not saying that it doesn't exist. I'm just saying some people are just cold enough to use that as an excuse.
No, you have to understand the mentality of those people. Those people have those babies not because they want to have a child. Those women have those babies because it was for selfish reasons. Or, I'm going to have this little toy basically to love me. Or I'm going to have this child because I want to keep this man. Or I'm going to have this child to control this man. I want to give this child a life and protect him and raise him and love him. These women are not mothers who do that.
That's why I said mother instinct. Well, that's why I said earlier, why don't they have prepartum depression? What I meant was before you get pregnant. What I'm saying is before you get pregnant, women who have their kids because they want them, they rarely kill them. The women who have their kids, like how Lana said, for every other reason other than the fact that they just wanted to be a mom. To me, the best women are the ones that just want to be a mom. That's why she got pregnant. I just want to be a mom. Hell, I like those women who adopt them kids, but they don't have no man. Because them women just want to be a mom. And they literally put everything into that kid because they want to be a mom. They ain't beating the kids. They ain't kicking the kids' ass. They ain't even trying to take nobody to court. They just really feel like they'd make good moms. And I wish that more women and men just had kids because they thought, this shit'll be fun to raise a kid and to see how this turns out, to put everything good. Like right now, one of my biggest frustrations is I want to be a father so bad, to like a kid and a husband to a woman. I really do. Like I think I'd be really good at it. And maybe that's a bad reason. But I think because it's something I want to do, I think I'd be really good at it. Because it's how I succeeded in anything else in life. It was something I really wanted to do. And so I put time in it. I put effort in it. Look at what I do for my job that I do now. Look at how dedicated I am to it. Think about it. Because it's what I wanted to do. And there's not a day where it doesn't go by that I don't think about doing the right thing for what I'm doing. And I think if you had a family like that, you'd treat it the same way.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I guess people just got to be able to pick the right one who compliments you, vice versa. And like what Thomas said, you know, dudes like, take your dick and go home. I mean, he's spot on that. I mean, I keep telling, look, stop. I always tell, some of my female friends, look, you need to stop picking jackasses over racehorses. You need to stop, real.
Listen, my thing is, if we thought like that, though, I think he'll make a good dad, or I don't think she'll make a good mom. If we honestly thought about that before we fucked in the way that we fucked, we'd get a lot farther. Like, okay, guys, you just don't like wearing condoms. Fine. We'll keep fucking chicks that will make really good moms then. Try that one. Ladies, you don't like wearing. Well, just at least if you're going to fuck a dude that you know. This dude really like kids. You know what I mean? Like, why not, if you're going to make a mistake with, it's like in golf. If you're going to make a mistake, don't make a mistake and make the ball fall in the drink. Make a mistake to where it hits them. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, with so many birth controls now available, you don't really even have to make a mistake.
I know, but I'm just saying, if anybody's going to make a mistake, then make it. Then why not try and say, okay, look where I'm making a mistake? And it's all of us. It's men and women.
No,
we literally are sleeping with people that we know aren't even good people. Like, we know they're not good people.
Right. That's my whole thing. We don't take motherhood and fatherhood that serious. It's the weirdest crap ever. For some reason, bringing a child in this world is taken less serious than marriage or anything else. A human life is really, it's just taken for granted. It's just amazing.
But we've done that with the judicial system. The judicial system tells women that their right to have a baby or to kill it is just as normal as going to the grocery store and picking up Black and Mild. Once you have belittled the idea of bringing a life onto this planet to the point where it is a lower priority than getting married, like getting a paperwork in marriage, people be like, well, I don't know, I'm do that. That's just, but having a whole kid,
mm-hmm.
that's just easy.
Yeah. And you know, that's sad. Yeah, I mean, it's really sad. You're right. I mean, people can undo marriages like a drop of a hat, but you can't undo a child once it's on the earth, you know.
But it's cheaper to get an abortion than get a divorce.
Wow.
Yeah, that's damn deep.
Say what?
Mm-hmm.
That's
no,
deep.
You could Google it. Just Google it. The total, just Google the average.
Oh, no,
size.
I'm not doubting you. I'm just saying it's deep if you think about it. Because like I tell people all the time, I heard women say abortion is expensive. But I keep telling them, okay, so how expensive is it to raise a kid for 18 years?
Right.
There's no logic.
Right.
Yeah, but they're not the one paying, right? Because they're getting a
check. But they're benefiting from it. When women say that, I know they're lying. When you say an abortion is expensive, hair weave is expensive, you can get enough money to get a baby knocked out your stomach. I know you can because it's not that expensive. Like Lana just said, everybody knows it's not. But I've heard women sit up there and say, like, what they don't know. And a woman told me, I didn't know anything about the morning after pill. I'm like, what the fuck? You just told me that you was this educated individual and you don't know about the morning after pill? Shut up. Women know something about everything that they want to know. They are willingly ignorant. They are willingly stupid about stuff that makes them happy. McBeal, thank you. I'm going to see if I can bring in some more people to join the show. The number 347-989-8312. I'm trying to get you guys in there really quick and get you guys on and off of the show because everybody has something to say, so I'm going to let them say it. Let me go from here. Said he wanted to holler at me about coming to Chicago and Detroit. What's up, Abu?
Yo, Tommy, what's up, man?
Not much, brother. You said you wanted to talk to me about coming to Chicago or Detroit. What's up?
Well, I don't know if you're going to Chicago, Detroit. I'm in Toledo.
Holy Toledo.
Yeah. that's what they say. That's what they say. But we're between up on I-80 between Chicago, between where you at in Chicago, between where you at in Detroit. So if you're coming that way, man, if you was going to, you know, do a pit stop, sit for about 20 minutes and get on the way.
No, I can stop because here's the thing. I got to drive through there. I'm on my way to either Chicago or Detroit. I know I'm going to a Cubs game. I want to see Cubs game, so I got to be there by Sunday.
Okay.
I want to see the Cubs, but so I don't know what my time is going to look like because I'm supposed to be hanging out with this dude here tomorrow because he's going to be showing me some places. Like, I didn't know in Cleveland was where that dude had that house that had the three women tied down at the bottom of it.
Oh, yeah. And there's also Cleveland where this other guy had women buried in the house.
Really?
Just before
that. Also, Cleveland is where Bone Thugs and Harmony is from, so I'm going to East 1999. I got to go. I would be wrong if I didn't.
I was just in Cleveland a couple of weeks ago. I hang out with some brothers over there. But I wasn't too cool. East Cleveland, you know, that's where most of the stuff has been going down. And, it's cool. It reminded me of my old hometown, Flint, Michigan. I couldn't stay there too long.
You know what I found out today that I never knew, that it was a that it's a true story that y'all lake got set on fire up here in Cleveland.
Yeah, that was back I think in the 70s. And they had so much pollution in the 70s. Yeah, man.
That's crazy. Yeah. The lake was so polluted it got caught on fire.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, I mean, all that industry, man, that was just at the end of all of that industry, the car business, the steel industry, that was all at the end of that, because they didn't have there was no controls. They just dumped that stuff, and they've been dumping that stuff out there for, like, 70 years.
God, dog.
Right. Yeah, man. Welcome to the North.
And also, this is where the bus driver uppercut that girl at.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Going to jail now.
Yeah, man, I saw that video. I was like, yes. Yes. Thank you.
You said yes. Tell me why you said yes, because I was talking to the brother today, and he told me I was wrong for agreeing with that. Why did you say yes?
Well, because these women have, these females have this thing where they can say and do anything that they want, and you just got to sit there and take it. I see it every day. Every single day. There's a female who just goes ballistic, and everybody's just supposed to sit there and go, okay, well, let's wait till she gets done, and we can go about our business.
Listen, I hate it when people try to...
I feel bad for the bus driver.
I hate it when people try to act like words aren't as powerful as they are. Just play the game Mortal Kombat. Let me tell you how powerful words are. Or watch any boxing match. Before they fight in Mortal Kombat, what does the man have to say?
Oh, man. I'm too old for that, man.
He got to say fight. Yeah. Before they fight the boxing match, the dude said, let's get ready to rumble.
Yeah,
words
right.
are powerful.
They don't say nothing. They just go from 0 to 100 at the drop of a hat. They don't say nothing. I'm saying? Because they already got it's like a dam about to burst. There's so much hatred and putrefaction in them on a daily basis. They're just waiting to let off on somebody.
Just because women got a backup plan. As long as you got a backup plan, there's a problem, and I'm tired of that. That's why I said, if we split the country in half and let the men on one side and women on the other side, we just fought, we wipe them out. So I'm sick of women acting like they got the same power as a man. That shit is pissing me off. It really is bothering me.
Well, then
men fought for what they have. Women did not. I'm going to give credence to somebody that fought for something. If you go into somebody's land, you kick their ass, that's your land. You deserve it.
That's correct. But you also have the simp factor. That may not work, you know, all that well. You know, you have the simp factor. You have the guys who say, well, you know, I may not go to war with you, baby, if I could get some of that over there. You know, I might turn coat. So, you know, the punks out there, man, you got to beat them down before you can get to that situation.
I think they make it, they allow women to have the power they got, the simps. If it wasn't for simps, women wouldn't even try to do what they do. If it wasn't
correct.
For simps, a woman would not go into court saying that man owed me child support, be wrong, and then go and try to find another dude to do the exact same thing to. If it was for the fact that a woman feels confident to tell people that she got raped, knowing that she might have not had. The little girl, there's a story. I don't know if you saw it. There's a little girl who there's a picture of her laying out on the floor, then floating around, and she says, well, I got raped.
What?
Yeah, it's a little girl, 16 years old. She there's a picture floating around the internet of her laying on the ground with her legs to a certain way, like she was just knocked out. And she did an interview and said, well, I was raped.
Oh.
And I keep thinking, I'm not trying to say the girl was raped. I don't.
I read more about it. Wait, Tammy. I read more about it. She came. She went to a party of her classmates. She was given the punch that was spiked.
That's what she said. She said she thinks. She said she thinks she was given a punch that was spiked or some kind of drug, but she's not sure.
Well, based on the stories, she went to a party. She didn't even know that anything happened. The last thing she remembers, she was given the punch that was spiked. She didn't know that anything happened until she seen the footage, and then classmates start making fun of, so they start making videos doing what, you know, was shown. So she didn't even know that that happened. So at least from everything I read, she actually was raped, and not just raped, she kept being humiliated.
Okay, that was Stephen Hill.
Well, see, here's the thing. They don't know. She even said, I watched, hold on a second. I watched the interview, and she said she doesn't know if she was raped or not.
Well, because they spiked her. The only thing she knows is she was, like, she had no clothes on and
right.
all of that.
Yeah, some
so,
high school football players, yeah.
They give her a roofie, from what I understand. That's not cool. Like, I don't think
it's not, but we can't. What I don't want to do is assume either way.
Well,
I don't want to say
they drug
did. That's what I'm saying. The thing is.
You can get drug tested for roofies to prove
right.
whether they did or not.
Listen. I don't want to push it either way. I don't want to say that they raped her, but I don't want to say, and I don't want to say she's lying.
Right.
I just want to find out more because, again, we did the same thing with the Duke lacrosse team. When we
right.
did it with the Duke lacrosse team, we knew that white boys raped that black girl. We felt like it was 100%. All of it made sense.
Until.
And come, hey, say it again.
Until.
We found out.
She was a
trooper. Mm-hmm. And then now she's a murderer.
Yeah.
Because the woman killed her boyfriend. So this woman who had the whole nation on her side saying that this poor black chick got raped is now in jail for murder because she murdered her boyfriend over an argument.
Yeah. And the ultra liberal.
Ruined those boys' life and they will never get it back. Brian Banks is in jail. They said that he raped that girl. And everybody believed it. So I'm not going to go by a lot of the black boys in I think it was Alabama. Three of them ran a train on this white chick. White chick turned around and claimed that she was drunk, didn't know what happened. The only reason she did that was because the videotape came out.
Or who was the boy that won the Heisman? Not saying that she wasn't raped, but. It looked kind of funny coming out a year later.
Well, see, one of the main problems with the laws is the fact that if both people are drunk, it can still be considered rape on the part of the man.
Women are given this.
Well, they do get the benefit of the doubt.
They're given this leeway and it's open. And it's not right.
And if you're a dude, you get
And, I mean, technically speaking, the way the law is written as what defines rape, a woman cannot be a rapist. But she could straight up induce erection while you're asleep, jump on you, and she's not a rapist.
Well, that's the way that I'm saying that women have a power, but they're not having to do anything to get the power. Women have these laws, but they didn't do anything to get these laws done. They didn't fight
well,
again,
they have power, but no accountability.
Well,
I mean, it's one thing to have power and accountability if you misuse them. They have no accountability.
Of hatred of the masculine just period here?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't
successfully made it to hate a masculine man.
Look, what's the fairy tale? Sugar, spice, everything nice.
They have made it to where you hate a masculine man. The dudes in the fairy tale are pumps. Anytime there's a masculine man, they make him out to look like an asshole. They only like gay black men. Seriously, they only like, especially a black man. They only like the gay one.
There you go. Because he wants to be like her.
Mm-hmm. Did you see that crap that idiot black woman went on CNN and shit? Went on there talking about some white men need to stop acting like black women.
I missed that.
She did an article saying gay white men need to stop acting like black women. I was like, do you see what you just said, you idiot? You're saying, it goes back to me saying, this is why I would say if you steal fucking black women, you're probably gay or bisexual. Because they just compared themselves to a gay white man.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is that? But who is that insecure? And then, of course, when they showed her picture on TV, of course it was a dark-skinned chick. I knew it. I said, no woman write is this insecure other than a dark-skinned chick. Dark-skinned chick will sit down and write this fucking thing and think she wrote a great-ass article. She thinks that this made sense.
But doesn't that carry a full circle to the bus driver in Cleveland? Where she thought she was the man.
Yeah.
She thought she was the man, but she didn't see the uppercut coming.
Right, and then she said, I can't believe he hit a woman like that. These were the words of the woman who hit him and spit on him.
He didn't hit
her.
But he didn't hit a woman. He didn't hit a woman. He didn't hit a feminine individual, a person carrying herself a certain way. You know, he hit a harpy. She's spitting. She's cussing. She's hollering. She's slapping on him.
Have you ever noticed that women can tell you what a man's supposed to do? They'll tell you how a man's supposed to treat them on the first date. I want you to do me a favor. Ask a woman after she tells you this, though. Ask her what she's going to give you in return on the first date. Watch how she looks crazy. She has no answer. They have no answer to what they're supposed to give you, but they can tell you exactly what you're supposed to give them. That's the dumbest crap in the world. That's like me going on a job interview, and I can't tell the people I'm trying to get the job for what I can bring to their company, but I can tell you everything that they're supposed to bring to me.
Oh, no, but you're supposed to be happy with their company.
Mm-hmm.
Just the fact that they gave you their time, Holmes, that's it.
But it's some dudes that believe that. That'll pay women for their company. And then they told me I was gay when I said, I don't like the company of women. Well, I'll say it again. I don't like the company of women. When I'm typically around a woman, it's because I want to fuck. I'm not going to just sit around a woman for hours that I don't want to fuck. Because typically women say stupid shit.
When I was younger,
you talk to a woman long enough, you'll be like, oh my, if you're a logical thinking person, you sit down with a typical woman long enough, they will drive you fucking nuts.
Correct.
Just to listen to how they jump from circle to circle to circle, you'd be like, oh my God, this bitch doesn't even, she don't know what she just said out of her mouth 2 minutes ago.
That's right. You'd be sitting there and you're saying, why am I sitting here listening to this? Oh, yeah, I'm waiting to get to the good part.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is right. I have literally sat on dates with chicks and be like, why am I here? And then she get up and go get some water, and I'd be like, oh, she got a fat ass. That's right. And I was just that.
That's it. Okay. Let me give me some water here. Let me get my unfounds in order. Yeah, you show, for sure. For sure.
That's and that's right, when baby. I knew it was something wrong with niggas when they heard me say that. They said, that's obvious that he's gay. He said he'd rather be around guys than women. Most men would rather be around men. That's how you become a fucking man.
That's right. That's right.
You don't become man hanging around women.
Really? You know, unless you're a hairdresser. Unless you're a hairdresser. Girl,
listen,
the
only thing I can learn from sitting around women is how to fuck them. When I listen to women, I pretty much can learn how to fuck them.
Well,
you think a lion hangs around a gazelle just to sit up there and get along with it? You didn't see no leopard gazelle just chilling. They just chilling together. I'm trying to eat you. Women, if I'm hanging out with you, I'm trying to fuck you. That's what I'm doing, especially if it's one-on-one. You better bring a group of bitches. And even if it's a group of bitches, I'm trying to fuck a couple of y'all. Every time I hang around a group of women, I keep thinking, I wonder if I can get those women to fuck me. I promise you that's the first thing out of my mouth. I could be hanging with my girl and her best friend. It will one point go through my head, I wonder if they both will fuck me if I ask.
Well, let me tell you something. Nowadays, it's like really easy.
Wait. Wait, rewind. This is the last time I can brush you around.
I'm just saying it comes across your mind. You think to yourself, wait a minute.
I'm
and then you have to knock it down.
Right.
I'm overly honest. You can't have no fine friend.
Yeah,
you sit there with your fine friend. And
it's biological imperative.
Stop it, bitch. Stop it, bitch. Let me explain myself to my girl. You already talked about some penis in front of my girl. Now stop it, bitch. Oops. Let me talk to my own girl. The point is... Damn it, man. Don't do that no more, man. Don't talk about no damn dicks and my girl is on the line. She's talking to me. Don't do that. That's disrespectful. I don't do that to nobody else. Y'all are lying now, damn it. Let me talk to my own damn girl. The point is, I'm trying to explain to you is that as a man, when you see two fine women, the first thought that goes to your mind is, I wonder if I could fuck them both.
Well, then I'm only going to bring around my ugly friend.
I'm still going to say.
Well, yeah, because that don't work either.
Okay, you're not coming around any of my female friends.
You can bring me around your sister. If you had a fine sister, I'd be like, I wonder if I could fuck them both. Like, that's the first thing that goes through a red-blooded heterosexual man. A man has, listen, the only reason a man is not fucking his friend is because she won't let him. It ain't because they friends.
That's correct.
So, wait, but hold on. So, when we talk, you really don't listen then? You're thinking about the other?
Listen to you, but let me tell you something. Every time I've seen you and your fine friends sitting there talking, I've been thinking, boy, if I put my dick in between them.
Let me make a video.
Because I keep thinking, what's the purpose of me having a white chick if I can't have a threesome just break out of nowhere?
Oh, wait, are you assuming that every white chick will have a threesome?
I watch enough porn to know that this is what y'all do.
Is that the, I just get the memo? Is that what it is?
Ooh.
I'm just saying. Here's what I thought. I thought if a gardener was ever around a white chick, she'd fuck him. If a pizza man was around.
Oh, God.
That's early education.
I'll tell you this much. Before me and you have any kind of serious conversation, I'll make sure that you'll get some so then you can actually pay attention to what I'm telling you.
I'm a good dude to date, though. Like, you know me. I lay up under you plenty of nights and just talk to you and go to sleep. Do I not? I'm a good guy.
Yeah.
I lay there and I talk to you and I rub on you and talk to you. I don't ask you for pussy like that. I don't. I enjoy your company.
But
it's fun to fuck you. I'm not going to lie.
But have I ever turned you down, though?
You haven't. There was only one. I will give you credit. You have never said, I can't have no pussy. Just one time you said, why did I say never and then say just one? I think I had gotten into an argument with you or something, and you said, I can't have no pussy.
That's a memo for man.
I agree with you. You haven't been, you don't fuck me the same. Like, you know, you don't fuck me the same all the time. You know, sometimes you used to fuck me aggressively. You used to fuck me like you were trying to make up for slavery.
You're retarded.
Like you was apologizing for your ancestors.
My ancestors didn't do anything to you. That's the other white folks, okay? Sorry, I'm not one of those white people who's apologized to every black person because of the slavery. My people didn't do it to you. You could get Anglo-Saxon or the Spanish to apologize to you. My people being enslaved themselves.
Here's what you need to do. You need to get one of your white friends so we can have a threesome so she can fuck me.
Keep apologizing. I'm sorry.
This show is with downhill fans.
Oh,
yes,
God.
It did.
How's
Tommy misses you.
My God. God. This is. You know what? The good thing about this is, I want y'all to see that we can laugh. Me and her can laugh and have fun. Like, really. And, like, she don't get mad about little shit when I say like that. I could be walking with her and say, man, that girl got a fat ass. And she'd be like, she does. Like, I guess because she at least understands that I'm silly. Most of the shit I say, I'm just saying. Like, I like to get a reaction out of people.
But there's nothing wrong with looking anyway.
You did what?
I said there's nothing wrong with looking. I can appreciate a woman's beauty myself. I mean, if a person is beautiful, it's beautiful. Why do you think the Greek and Roman architecture were a lot of new? Human body is beautiful.
Fucking Greek and Roman, when I went to Pennsylvania, it was a bunch of nude women. When I went to D.C., it was a bunch of nude people. You go all over the place, it's a bunch of nudity. And then America hates nudity now. This is stupid. We hate nudity now, but all we have around us is nudity.
Well, America was built on those, you know, religious idiots. So.
Yeah, well, because it's a clash between the puritanical and, like, the Greek.
Right.
You know, those are two clashing cultures.
Well, that's the whole thing. I know there's a lot of other people want to get on here. Abu, you made me laugh, man. You brought up the
kids. Yeah,
you brought up the
kids. But you got to holler, man, for real.
Do me a favor. Email me your information. I'll hit you up when I come through there.
All right, then, dude.
What you going to take me to? What you going to take me to, though? You going to take me to two white chicks?
Man, ain't no – I'm an old dude, man. I raised kids. I ain't out there like that no more. Sorry, I can't help you in that particular regard.
Damn it, man. I want to run it. You know, like, sometimes you go to a city, you want to find the weed man. I want to find the white chick man, like the dude that just got white chicks on deck.
Okay. Well, you're talking to the wrong fella.
No, I'm just messing with you. Well, if you got black chicks on deck, that'd be good, too. But you got to have some chicks on deck.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, I'm an old dude. I'm getting a little bit past that right now. So.
Yeah, that's the limit, man. Is there pussy involved?
Huh?
I tell you to stop talking like that with my damn girl phone, boy. Let me go to the next phone.
I've done that. Slide down into that other zone, son. I'm sliding in the old building, homeboy. Anyway, I'll hook you up in a minute then.
Yeah, email me, y'all. Let's the conversation went downhill. I don't know what the fuck happened. My man Seth says, let me see if I can get back on track. Seth says, I went too damn far with my videos. What's up, Seth?
Hey, Tommy. Yeah,
I see you. I hear you laughing over there, Seth. I hear you laughing.
Yeah, things got a little silly with you guys just now. But yeah, my issue, though, I was looking at the Philadelphia thing. I think you were a little bit unfair on the woman, especially when you're talking about tonight. Talking about how she only has smoke inhalation.
You think I was being unfair?
Yeah, just a bit. I understand that about the kids. Oh, okay.
I'm just fucking with you. I'm just fucking with you.
Oh, man.
You know, I wouldn't call you a cab on you because you disagree with me. That'd be stupid. Now, go ahead and talk to me. What is it seriously that's on your mind? Tell me what's on your mind.
Okay.
I got knocked off of, I don't know how, something happened. We got knocked off of, I don't know where it went.
You talking about live stream? It'll come back up, man. You know how it does.
That's weird.
Yeah, I was just thinking that, well, you know, she had smoke inhalation. That would hurt a little bit. But, yeah, that was pretty deep, though, about the about all those kids being in the community and stuff like that. And there was something actually about the way those houses are. That's actually a longstanding tradition in the U.S. with all these dangerous homes like that, like these tenements. That was a really big problem in New York. We actually had some fires like that happen in Buffalo, too. It was real sad. So
maybe you can talk to me then. And guys, the network went down. I've started to use one of these 4G things, and I don't know how they really work.
Mm.
So I guess I thought that if I had it plugged into the computer that it would work, but it didn't. And the battery ran out of it. So now I have to see if I can get it to come back on.
Oh, man.
Yeah, hold on a second, because I want them to hear your conversation.
Okay.
What you need, Tommy, is you need to get a spare battery for it, and then get a battery charger. They have I'll shoot you the stuff after the show and everything.
Well, I unplugged it, and I shouldn't have unplugged it. I unplugged it because I thought when you plug it into the computer, that's how it works. But
yeah, well, that's the thing. The computer doesn't provide enough voltage in order to charge it. You need to plug it into a wall outlet. I needed to have it in a good position to where it's got a good signal. I'm not sure if yours has a screen on it to show the signal, but it's almost like a cell phone.
It's back now. I just got to find the thing. There it is right there.
I hate when that happens to my equipment.
So y'all hold on. Damn it, it's asking me for a damn security info.
The taxi theme is funny, though. I never watched that show.
What's up?
Taxi. I never knew that was the actual theme, the Taxi. I never saw the show.
You gotta watch it now. You gotta tell them I put you on to.
Yeah, it's on like Nick at Night TV Land or something.
I almost want to get
cable now. Oh man, Tommy, you're like so close to me too. You're in Cleveland. I'm still over in Buffalo, man. Oh man,
I'm close to you.
Well, I'm in Buffalo. It's only like 3 hours from Cleveland, but it's the opposite direction where you're going, though.
I had no idea.
Man, this is an incredible trip, though, what you're doing. I really love the travel. I cannot wait for Fatherless America. I've been really excited about the project, and I'll make sure that I donate again to the movie.
Thank you. Make sure you go to fatherlessamerica.com. I want to make sure that everybody knows. Let's see if we can get back out on the internet.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my bad, people. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. And when people don't know what the fuck they're doing, they do something stupid. And what
that
did I do? I did something stupid. But that's all right, because we're back on live stream. That means we should be back on Justin TV. Then that means we should be back on Ustream. I don't know about I don't know how that the other one works. The the Google Hangout thingy.
Yeah, that might be tricky.
Give me a second, because I want them to hear what you got to say. I think what you have to say is more important than anybody else, because, well, when someone disagrees with me, think that their voices should be heard, because maybe I can grow from it. And I did ask the question, do you think that I might have went too far? So why would I not want to hear somebody who thinks you went too far? All right, they're back. Hey, guys. All right,
hey.
Now, we got him back on the line, my man Seth from Buffalo. Seth, you said you think I went too far. Why?
Yeah, well, like tonight, you were talking about, well, the woman only had smoke inhalation. That's actually the way most people die in fires. Actually, it's about over about 60% or more people who are injured in fires and actually perish from fires die to the smoke inhalation. It actually means that your insides are being burned. And she's actually been hospitalized for several days in the hospital. So she probably might not have been burned externally, but she was almost certainly burned internally. So that's why she was.
You know what my problem is, though? The kids were burned externally and internally.
Oh, yeah, but she got three of them out, actually. That's what one of the articles I was reading said. They're actually not all the kids were hers. There were two of her kids that died, and then the other
No. She didn't get those big kids out. Those big kids got themselves out. Only the ones who were little didn't get out. The ones who couldn't get themselves out. The big kids got themselves out.
There's like several different accounts of this. There's this article I was reading just now.
The other ones were big kids. The big kids got themselves out. They weren't little kids. They were.
Jumped out the window. Now there was, and somebody also saying, okay, well they were in the basement. And another article says they were on the second floor.
They're on the second floor.
Okay.
See, I went there. I was on the ground. And talking to the people.
I really wanted to see your interview on that too, especially with these.
You know, I got to put that stuff. I wish I had an editor. Like, is there an editor that might want to travel around the country with me? You get to have fun, do the same shit I get to do. Go the same way where I go. You can come around the country, and I just need you to, when I get through doing shit, edit it. When I get through doing the shit, you just edit it.
That would be an awesome gig, I'd have to say. But, yeah, it wouldn't be my talent.
As long as it's a guy.
Oh, no. See, if I had a dude up in the hotel with me right now, that would be messed up. They'd call me gay. The only reason I would want to be a girl so they won't call me gay.
Oh, well, no insurance for you, honey.
They would.
Yeah, thank you. If me and this dude was going around the country, they'd be like, they would call me all kind of gay.
Yeah. But, yeah, and the other thing just with these houses, because it's really expensive on the coast, too, it's just like this for immigrants whenever they've come to America. They've always lived in the crappiest places because those are the cheapest places. Once they get wealthier, like once if people are able to inherit some wealth, they'll be able to afford new places. And then, you know, you get all these shady landlords down here that have, like, bad equipment. Now, I know a lot of folks are saying, well, maybe some folks were playing with fireworks and things like that. Like, that was the main rumor going around. And that was pretty sad about the fire. Like, you heard about the protests that the people were having against the fire department. Then
I talked about that as well. In my video, I talked about how, I said, look, they literally were so close that they could have shot water from the fire department onto the building. No lie.
Yeah, and I've even looked at that place too, and there's just a little bit about the fire service that I just wanted to give a little insight on that. So there's actually been some timelines posted for that too. They did get there actually pretty quickly. It's just that the fire took off so fast, and there's no fire breaks between the buildings. All those row houses have what are called party walls, so it's very easy for fires to communicate between them because it's all built as basically cheap tract housing to house immigrants. That's actually why the whole development was built in the first place. It's just holding pens for immigrants. They're tenements, essentially. So there's no way, like by the time the fire caught the porches, there was no way anybody was going to be able to do anything. So, and I know some of the people were trying to say, well, it took the fire department 30 minutes to get there. It really didn't. It wouldn't have because the whole block would have burned. But yeah, it's a really sad situation. It's going to continue to happen, though, just because those are the most important.
Let me ask you something, Seth, and I do agree with you. Like, that's why I don't know if you heard me earlier say, I said, maybe I don't know that maybe she just panicked. Maybe she was just like, look, I can't survive this. And then fight or flight comes in. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I think it's possible. Actually, there was another situation that happened almost exactly like this in my city. Actually, it was either last year or the year before. There's this house that caught fire in the poor part of town. It was actually a detached house, though, with two apartments. And there was a married couple, and they had some small kids. They were able to get one of the kids out of the house. One of them slipped loose and could not be located, so one of the parents went back in, got burned and stuff like that a little bit, but the kid didn't make it, and it was very sad.
That's all I'm saying, though. I'm saying even as a mother, like when that cat did that cat, when it was dragging the other ones out, it was breathing, and then it ran back in.
Oh, yeah, I remember that story. It was actually a pretty heartwarming story.
And then
but,
it fell out after the last cat it passed out.
Yeah. Well, the woman was injured. Did she have a ladder to get back up in there?
I don't know. Let me tell you something. If I stood out on that top, because the top of the roof, I would have got my air out there and then ran back in. She didn't have to jump down.
Well, that's very true, as long as you don't have flames right there. And there was a guy, actually, didn't you put that in your video, with there's this guy who was
her brother-in-law said that he was standing there waiting, thinking people going to be throwing people out the window. It didn't happen.
Yeah.
So if her own brother-in-law says something like that, then, I mean, think about it. If her own brother-in-law says that, how am I supposed to respond?
I don't know. I mean, people say lots of things. I mean, like, again, those people that say it took 30 minutes for the fire department to get there.
Right, and I interviewed them, and I was like, that's why I didn't believe their timeline. I also didn't like the fact that they're arguing with the fire department, but they're doing things to cause fire hazards. Them having them porches out there, them shooting off firecrackers, knowing that them houses were that close, them using do you understand that they were living in houses that were probably built in the 40s or 50s?
Oh, these are even earlier than that. This is about the turn of the 20th century tract housing at best, because it's actually a streetcar area of Philadelphia. I actually drove by there not too long ago, that particular neighborhood, so I even saw that firehouse as I was actually driving by on Woodland. And it was, you know, it's a very old neighborhood. But
right,
that's
and my thing
support.
Is, listen, when I show y'all the film footage, of how the siding on the houses that weren't that were on the other side of the road, the siding on the houses on the other side of the road was burnt. Like,
oh, yeah,
the siding was melted off.
Yeah, it's a big bonfire, but that's basically what you get when you have very tightly packed what's called ordinary construction. Like, this is just, it's really just all wood. I wouldn't actually be surprised if the party walls were just wood, because usually if you want to have some structural stability, you put brick party walls in there, but they're not even really great fire breaks anyway. And this is actually one of the reasons why there were so many fire companies in the past. Like, you would have fire stations within one square mile or everything like that in the cities, and then we got the motorized apparatus.
Listen, let's call it what it is. Those homes are tinderboxes. And let me tell you how concerned those people were. When I was there, them Negroes were sitting outside on porches, same bullshit. You got this pleather couch on the outside of your porch. I mean, that's ghetto as hell.
I don't get why people do that. I never understood putting that kind of furniture. Like, I would think you would put outdoor furniture on a porch. I never understood putting upholstered furniture outside. Then you're going to get all kinds of insects in it, and it is also a fire hazard. But a lot of people really don't care about fire safety. I mean, I was looking at one of the other articles, and they said that the people didn't even have an evacuation plan. I mean, you know, everybody needs to have an evacuation plan. Like, where I live,
amen,
I know there's got to be an evacuation plan because I have a non-standard exit on my apartment. So there's actually a special thing that has to be done in order to get out, because this building's old. It's grandfathered in. It's from 1883 where I live. But, you know, it's a nice building, but that's what a lot of these people do. Like, you see, and this is a big immigrant community too, so they're going to live a little more, I guess, denser in certain cases. That's how all the immigrant groups lived in the United States.
Yeah, because there was a lot of people from a lot of cultures. Like, I saw white people there, and I took a video of them. And one of the video I took, I wanted to prove a point, because when the chick walked by with the blonde wig on, two white chicks walked by right behind them. And I pointed out that not one of the white chicks nor one of the Latino chicks had weed. All of the black chicks did. Nobody finds fault in that?
I do find fault in it, but I also find fault in the stupid culture. Because, again, the stupid culture, they wanted to buy into the whole thing of, well, if it's European, it's beautiful. So that's why we accept things like Barbie dolls with very long, black, silky hair that looks like it's Indian. You know, we accept things like that. We think, oh, that's a pretty Barbie doll. We wouldn't accept a Barbie doll that actually has natural black folks' hair. And and that's really sad. Like, I notice that all the time. But it's also part of just wanting to be accepted by culture. You have a culture that always tells you that black people are ugly, that tells you black people are scary. And I think that's why, I remember you pointed this out before, like when you talked about how black folk generally rejected the Jerry curl over time. It's very high maintenance hairdo. Well, black men, because there was a point where black men
men got to a point where they said, this is stupid.
And that's rare. That's actually very rare to go against the culture that says, well, you should look like this because it would make you look better if you had your hair that was looking all nice and shiny and it was looking longer and fuller and things like that. Not like your African curls has got to look like, well, some sort of mop. You know, we were getting to the point where we were making fun of those, because I had like one girl when I was in fifth grade who had Jerry curls. It was hilarious. Everybody was making fun of that, and she stopped wearing it eventually.
That's why
I think it's
funny that people try to claim that what I'm doing isn't working. I'm like, of course it is. Black women have lost shame, but if you blame shame back to anybody, it's not even black women, it's any group. If you bring shame to that group, they will change it. Now, you shouldn't shame everybody for stuff. I feel that. But this is something that's hurting. I want you to stay right there for me. Well, I want you to stay right there, Seth. There's a caller on here that wants to talk to me. I want you to stay on the line. You're still going to be there. But I want to bring in Dee from D.C. Dee said that she wants to talk to me about colorism. What's up, Dee?
Hi, Tommy.
How are you doing, dear?
I'm fine. I've been a fan of yours for a very long time. I tell everybody about you.
Well, thank you. Why
didn't
you come out and see me in D.C.?
You know what? I was actually at work. I was right up the street from you. I was when you were down in Chinatown, I was at work. I'm a special police officer. I work overnight. so I couldn't really get a chance to. But, yeah, I was a little disappointed.
All right, you want to talk to me about colorism. What are your thoughts on colorism?
Well, my issue is I understand, appreciate actually what you do when it comes to speaking out about the whole dark skin and the hair hat, that the addiction to weave, because I'm actually natural. I've been natural for like almost a year and a half, and I get crazy looks from women that have wigs on. And I even had people ask me, what made you do that? And I just don't understand why it's more acceptable to put someone else's hair on your head. But I have noticed sometimes, and I'm brown skinned myself, but there seems to be more self-hate with the darker the person is. And in my opinion, it's come we show each other. Like, dark skinned girls are made fun of for being too black or her hair being too nappy, the same way dark skinned men are made fun of for being too black, or I don't want to have a baby by him, I don't want to have no daughter coming out as black as he is. And it's just like, well, where do you draw, how do you make that right? Like, it doesn't seem to be getting any better, especially with this younger generation. All they listen to is a bunch of hip-hop that says red bone this, red bone that. It's like, well, how do you fix it? Is there a way to fix it?
It's weird. Because I agree with you. If you hear these guys saying, oh, that's a bad red bone. As a dark-skinned chick, well, you, but then when we say that's a bad chocolate sister, do they get offended?
Well, no.
Because
they
we do
don't.
Say
no,
that,
think...
too.
Go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? Because we do say that, too. I think you can't be so insecure that a compliment to somebody else bothers you.
No, and
men
I...
Men have gotten to that point. Men don't get... When I heard all my life that this dude was a nice-looking, because he got nice-looking eyes or light skin. Mm-hmm. Literally, as a man, we're supposed it's like if a guy gets chosen over us to be the quarterback, then we just try to be the running back.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I agree with you. You can't get mad over someone else being attracted to someone else. But it's so prevalent within our community. And I'm going to tell you my
issue. That comes from, what do you think about my thoughts that it comes from the woman more than the man? Because men will shoot, listen, we will drive any car that a woman tells us is a sexy car to drive. We will wear any amount of clothing that women tell us is pretty, if you wear them clothes, you'll get some pussy. We literally will do, so if women would like shit, if you got a dark-skinned girl, that's the shit. If that was the case, dudes would literally go get dark-skinned girls because it would attract more women.
I don't know about that. Honestly, I don't know, because I grew up in a household with male, two brothers. They were very color struck, and I used to have to correct them sometimes as we got older about, like, you know, you shouldn't tell a dark skin girl she's cute for a dark skin girl, or, you know, I'm brown skin, you should maybe watch what you say around me because it's kind of offensive.
But where
so
do we
I'm
get
not
that
really
from?
Sure about that.
But I'm saying, where did we get that thought from? Seriously, where did everything is learned? What humans are doing typically when they grow up, they got it from somewhere. So my point is this. As a boy, I learned to not like dark-skinned girls because typically women didn't like other dark-skinned girls. Women were the first ones to make jokes and say bad things about dark-skinned girls. Seriously.
And that's true. That is true.
I've never had a picture of one of my ex-girlfriends came and commented in the comment section today on one of my pages. And she's a really pretty girl. I'm not going to say she's pretty because she's light-skinned. She's a really pretty girl. But every time she used to comment on my page before, niggas would act up. Oh, my gosh, she's beautiful. Now, she don't have no tits. She just was skinny. She's got a really pretty face. She don't have no tits, no ass. Niggas still want her, though.
Right.
But why? Because every time you're with her, one of them black girls will say, you got you one of them high yellow, light skinned, pretty, thanks you all that. If you talk to me about something like that, then I'm going to feel that, okay, look at how y'all react. And look, if the girl comments in my comment section, literally it made me go fuck her again one time like last year because everybody was, she would talk to me all the time. Niggas would sit up there and tell her how fine she was. I was like, this bitch is crazy, but I still wouldn't fuck her again. Why? Because everybody kept talking about how fine she was.
I understand your point in a way, but I think it's a cycle, and part of what you said in your other videos of black men being raised by dark-skinned mothers that are very angry and abrasive and loud. And
right.
I think
guys like
trying
women.
To get away from that.
I promise you, guys like women. If you're a nice-looking woman, a dude likes you.
Oh, definitely. I agree.
Dudes like Serena Williams up front when women was trying to tell them that you shouldn't
and
like Serena Williams.
And that is true. And a lot of dark-skinned other black women still say she looks like a man, and they criticize her. 400-pound women with terrible bodies on different blogs.
With terrible bodies and weeds.
And
we tell her how ugly
she
was.
She looks like a man. She's ugly. Her body, she's too strong. And that is true. That is very true.
That's what I'm saying. Why do you think there's a lot of brothers that's in shape dating fat-ass bitches? Because black women, the main ones that tell you if a woman's in shape that she looks like a man.
And that's true, too. And I don't understand that.
Am I wrong, Seth?
I never understand. I've heard people say that. Like, I hear people say, oh, I'm that little old skinny sticks. I'm like, why are we even body shaming like that? Because it goes both ways. Don't body shame.
Yes, if a woman's skinny, you make fun of a skinny woman. So the only people we're supposed to like is a fat bitch. That's it. The most unhealthy of the group. The one who will die of a heart attack or diabetes. That's the one we're supposed to prop up. Do you hear what I'm saying?
That is true. That is very true. What that is in our culture, I will never understand. I've been left for a fat girl. I've gained weight over 6 years, but I was very tall, skinny, with boobs, and I got left for a big old fat girl with 3 kids. I don't know what it is about. That's another part of my question. And I'm not trying to shame black men. I love black men. I have uncles, brothers.
You don't have to preface your question, girl. This is the one place where we don't have to preface our questions. We ask because we want to know.
Okay. What is it, and I've seen this in amongst some of my friends, that black men, just like the women, tend to like relationships that involve a lot of hardship and heartache. You all complain about how black women can be, and you get tired of being used. And I have from a lot of males in my family, I've seen and heard some horrible stories from black women. But it seems like you almost are drawn to that type of stuff. Right now, my brother has a friend, single, no kids. He's in a relationship with a chick. She's a big obese woman with 3 kids that are not his, and she's basically terrorizing him. Why would he put himself in that situation? I see this time and time again with black men. From the
I had a discussion. I can explain that to you easily. I had a discussion with the guy that I took to the baseball game today. Had the exact same discussion. I said, we like pain, and the men have learned to like it because the women have forced it on them. I said it earlier in the show as well. Notice if a man decides he does not want to date this type of woman, a woman will shame him as well and tell him he took the easy way out. He cannot handle a strong woman. And the majority of our mothers were jackasses, just like the jackass we're now dating.
Yep. And that is true, because that's our favorite thing to say. I've hated that term, strong black woman. And I grew up in the heart of D.C., and I've always been opinionated, so I've always gotten crazy looks from people with some of the stuff I've said. I've hated that term, strong black woman, because most of the time, you don't need a reward for taking care of the kids that you created. Like, no one's going to reward you for that. That's not how life works. But strong is usually in your face, jumping bad, talking slick, and being disrespectful, and expecting him to just take it. And I've had conversations with friends of mine in a situation where a guy she was dating was with her, her baby's father being an asshole, jumped out and was like, hey, you know, where's my daughter? Just making trouble for no reason. And the guy said, you know what, I don't want to be bothered with it. She called him every bitch-ass punk in the book. And I said, why would he want to stand there, someone he just started dating, and you left his side to go over there with your baby father and have a 30-minute conversation? And he's supposed to, what, defend you, fight for you, for what? Half the time,
I got called a bitch nigga because I got slapped one time by a chick at the club, and I just turned away.
Messed up.
I hate when
I hate
people. We don't respect that. I don't know what it is about the us, and I have TED Talk. Like I said, I talk to my brother all the time about relationships, even though I'm younger than him. Black women, and I hate to say it, we do not respect respectable men.
Say it.
A man that's not going to punch us and talk to us like a dog. My mother had her ways, but she raised pretty good kids. They don't respect them, and I have to tell them that.
And the men only respect hoes, because you see too many men up here with hoes, laying up with hoes. I've seen men literally leave good women for straight up hoes.
I'm telling you, I've seen one of them. They do it all the time.
You watch these so-called love and hip-hop guys. Look at who they're getting caught up with. It ain't respectable women. Who are they? Straight up hoes.
Yeah, that Jocelyn chick was an actual prostitute. An actual prostitute. And but they do. But that's another thing. Sometimes when it comes with black men, they'll hold a woman to a certain standard. If she has a fat ass, you know, that's her own hair, or she dressed bad, but she's still just a ratchet ghetto chick from the project. She just dressed it up a little better. And that's the issue I have. And I'm like, you realize she's the same chick that she was talking to 2 years ago. She's just dressed up a little better. Even some of the black women that have degrees, when they open their mouth, you're like, you went to school where? Because
that's the biggest thing that I tell people to look out for. If she cannot comport herself as a lady, then do not fuck with her, number one. Number two, if the people she hangs around do not purport themselves like ladies, do not hang around. Because I know a lot of well-spoken women who purport themselves as ladies who have whores as friends and try to explain away why they got whores as friends. Next thing you know, you on child support. If the woman hangs with hoes, she's a hoe. There's something about hoes that she likes. If I hang out with gay dudes, there's something about gay dudes I like.
Birds of a feather flock together, and that is the truest thing. You're not going to be, my friends are not whores. I don't have a reason to hang with whores. Most of the time, whores don't like women like me. They like other women that are very slutty and promiscuous.
Look, the dude I took to the game today, I literally felt a kinship with that brother. I didn't know him. I just took him to the game. When I got there and got to talking to him, man, this dude was knowing all kind of nerd shit like me.
Right.
He looked like Ray J. He looked like one of them niggas that you know, probably get a lot of ass. But then he sat there and he got to talking, the dude was really just intelligent. Like, he was knowing shit that I was like, you know, I like to hear a brother talk like that. When we got around them white folks, he didn't feel out of place. He was just like me.
Right.
White people, y'all, I'm gonna impress y'all white folks so much that I'm going to make you feel stupid when I open my mouth.
Exactly. And they do, though. That's one thing I've learned working around white people, that sometimes they get a little taken back when you open your mouth and they find out that you're not, you know, every word is yeah, that's it's like it almost shocks them sometimes.
I like being, that's why I love knowledge. I like being able to go around other people and express that knowledge. To me, it's fun, and I like people who want to learn. And this is the problem. We have a lot of black people who have to even hide their intelligence just to hang around other black people.
Yeah, but I've avoided that.
Like Seth called one time, somebody sent me a message and said, yo, that dude ain't black. He sound white. I said, really?
Yeah, I have family do that to me, too. But you know what? I've been staying away from folks that do it. Actually, things have been pretty good. I stay away from folks that are doing crap like that or have attitudes like that. And it's really just been a great decision for my life. I don't have any of that trouble. I don't have any of the baby mama drama. I don't have any of that stuff going on.
Do you know that's why they're bothered with us? Seth, D, do you understand that the reason that they're bothered by us is the fact that we're saying, we ain't going to stop you from doing what you're doing. We're just not going to be around you while you do it.
Exactly.
Can I mess up? You know one of the reasons why white people are shocked or whatever if they hear maybe a black person sound intelligent is because everything on TV is the hip hop thing, you know, that stupid video.
No, that's not why. They've been doing this since I was little and those shows weren't on. They're shocked
because
they
do a lot of
that is very true.
They've always done this because, listen, when you hold education, here's the true thing. When you hold education from someone, you're shocked when they get it.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
They withheld education from Black. So every time they saw Black with it, it's almost like it's like finding somebody that has a diamond. Where'd you get that diamond from? Oh, I dug it up. I dug it up. That's how they treat education as something that's been hidden from Blacks. So when Blacks have it, they're like, oh. They used to treat the Blacks back during the slavery days when they would go up north. And the Black person, the story of Solomon Northup. Whites were jealous because this man was so learned.
Yep.
Literally, that's why they put him back in slavery.
Yeah.
Or they put him in slavery. He was a free man. That bothered white dudes to hear the dudes speak better than them.
I agree with you on all that. That I agree with you. I took African American history, so like I know that. But I'm telling you, right now, as a regular person, they see Black people being represented a certain way. Basically, what you're trying to do is not have your people to act a certain way because people, that's all they see. That is true. Mm-hmm. That's all they see.
I gotta stop you, though, because here's the thing. What if somebody been raping people for 300 years, but every year, every 10 years, they come up with a new reason why they're raping them?
Yep.
That's what you're telling me. Every 20 years, there's a new reason why you're surprised
I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's correct at all. I'm just telling you what I'm hearing. I'm just telling you what I'm seeing. Matter of fact, at my job, you know how other people are referring to if there's a Black person?
But I believe in excuse making. I believe that some people make an excuse. It's just like some racists will make an excuse because they saw something on TV and say, well, that's why I feel that way. No, you felt that way beforehand because before you saw that, you still felt that way. The white people who were saying that is full of shit. They felt that way in 1980 when this did not exist.
I agree with you on that.
Talking about a 10-year-old. If you were talking about a 10-year-old, then yes, all they know is love and hip-hop, so hence why they think that. But you're saying it from a 50-year-old. Well, a 50-year-old mm-hmm. know that love and hip-hop didn't exist 15 years ago. I'm surprised when I see an intelligent Black person,
I'm not saying that either. What I'm saying is, for an example, in my job, I'm hearing people talk. They talk about Black customers. They say there's two different Black stock customers. And I'm like, I'm quoting you. There's Cosby's, that's how they call them, and there's the ghetto. That's what the waitress talk about.
Look, the guy who called in, listen, if you want to take that liberal of approach, then take that liberal of approach about the guy who called in and his excuse making of why some women should be raped. There is no excuse when you know better, but people can make excuses.
I agree there. I'm just telling you what I hear. I
understand what I hear, but when I talk about what I hear, it's almost like when I talk to the women about certain things. If I know you're making an excuse like the caller who called in early, I'm not going to just listen at your excuse because I know it's not valid because all you're doing is trying to excuse something. They said the reason I feel this way is blah, blah, blah. I know it's not valid what they're saying. So in order for me to express it and express it to my audience, there's somebody who's going to sit up there and listen to that bullshit that's 49 years old and say, yeah, that's why I feel that way about Black people. And it's bullshit because you felt that way beforehand. I was born, I was in the 80s, and every time somebody would hear me speak, they would tell me, you speak well. They weren't saying this shit because love and hip-hop was out, and they weren't saying that shit because it was movies out. Literally, the Southern Black spoke the way he spoke because the Southern white taught him to speak that way. But nobody said that. If you listen to a Southern white dude, he sounds just as ignorant.
He sure does.
I was going to ask you about that because that's accepted. Do you know, like, there's this actual thing creeping in? Like, you remember how when George W. Bush was trying to affect that Texas accent he's actually from Connecticut, but he was trying to affect that Texas accent. People actually embrace that. They considered it to be, you know, he's folksy. You notice that when people talk in the Southern Dixie accent, it's all folksy. When white
remember
people talk
what they said about why people, you remember when they polled people and they asked them why they voted for Bush? The number one reason was because they felt like they could sit down and have a beer with him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that happens a lot. What happens when black people talk like that? It's slave language. Yeah. And he actually has had a beer with people. That's the funniest thing. He actually had a beer. You know, do you remember that whole thing with Professor Gates? He had a beer with him and the cop.
Yeah.
He actually did it. But yeah, but you know, President Obama could not have made it to where he did if he had a southern dialect. Everybody
mm-hmm.
knows he has to talk like he's got the, you know, like the stereotypical anchor accent, like what how all the newscasters are supposed to talk.
He does the newscaster with a twitch of a preacher. You notice he does
yeah.
right. That is true.
Yeah, you will not find any twang in his voice. I mean, he's not from that area, but he would never have made it as president. Because
but
then
you remember, like the southern accent was so known for being ignorant that, like when I got into journalism, you had to lose. Like people ask, well, how do you lose your? Well, when I got into journalism, I had to learn how to use it. Lose it. That's
yeah.
That's the first thing they teach you. You have to have a non-diction. Like you cannot sound like you're from anywhere.
Non-regional.
Yes.
That's how I think.
Just,
you know what? You know, I was
so
saying, that's
say,
how I could
people ask me, they say, you fall in and out of your southern accent. Well, exactly.
Yeah. You code switch very well, actually, because you, like, I could actually really tell you've been to journalism school. Because you actually do, like, there are some of your videos where it really does sound like what you would expect on one of the newscasts. Like, you would actually really be able to be a news anchor. My voice is actually kind of too nasally for that, but I do teach. But, you know, when you enunciate, people sometimes don't like that because sometimes some people think you're talking down to them.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that. I'm like, really? So I'm supposed to just sound like I don't know what I'm talking about so you won't feel like you're being challenged?
Yeah.
You're supposed to be all mushroom. Somebody actually got mad at me. Like, somebody actually got mad at me about that once. Like, you talk like you think you're better than all of us. I'm like, well no. That only happened like once, but you know, and that's a sad thing. But a lot of it is just how we assign different values to people, well, how they speak and all that stuff, and that stuff with the weave and the stupid Jordans and things like that. All of that is just all about image. Like everybody's just trying to look like, well, I'm not like these other people. I actually have means, even though I don't really, but I just want to kind of try and pretend so that you're not going to judge me and I can feel better about myself. And, of course, it's a stupid way to go, but
that's
awesome.
What we're all dealing with. We're all dealing with people that want other people to not make us feel like who we know or who we believe we are when we look in the mirror. A lot of us look in the mirror and don't see a pretty person or a handsome person. A lot of people hear ourselves speak on a phone and understand or saw ourselves make certain grades in class and knew we weren't intelligent. So what do? We force other people not to acknowledge that. Do you think fat people don't know they're fat?
Oh, no. I think there's people that just want to be accepted, and they know that they're big, but they don't want to feel inhuman. They don't want to be dehumanized whenever they go outside. There are people who do. Like, there's some people who are just absolutely cruel. Like one of my best friends. Even like there's people that go out and accost her in public. They're like, they make piggy noises and things like that. And that kind of thing just really beats on you after a while. And some people just really want to hear.
Let me ask you a question. Because I don't like bullies, but let me ask you a question. Why has she not addressed her weight issue?
Probably depression. Actually,
it's
pretty
funny
sure
because I don't know how to. I don't really know how. Like, I don't like bullying, but I don't know how to address it. I don't know how to address it because okay, bullying is wrong. It's bad. But how do you get somebody? Let's just say, if you're not supposed to say anything about fat people, which maybe you're not. Maybe that's the bad part about me. Well, okay, cool. You're not supposed to make jokes about it. Who can you actually make jokes about? That's why I always talk about nerds. Have you noticed nerds don't have any coalition where you can't fuck with them? They can be fucked with in every movie. You can joke with them even in politics, even in government. And no one says a word about fucking with a nerd. Why?
Well, because you can actually choose to be a nerd. Even then, I think nerds have won. Honestly, I think nerds have won. Like, nowadays, a lot of the things that nerds would have been into.
I know they won because they don't complain. If you don't complain about anything, you're the best group ever because nothing bothers you. Nothing bothers the nerd.
Yeah. But, you know, with fat people, it's different because a lot of times it is something that can be controlled. You know, a lot of times there's even this, well, like when it's hormonal at least, but there are other people who really do have depression issues and they fear, oh, I just, this food makes me happy. I'll just keep on that. Other people just have
but crack makes
life
people
though.
Happy
happens.
Too.
But crack it doesn't mean it's good for you. I'm not saying it's good for, I'm not saying it's a good thing. I'm saying that they get comfort from it and they just feel like, well, the rest of the world is going to be, you know, dissing me from this. It's kind of like one of those, well, self-fulfilling prophecies. Because then,
well,
you know,
in regards to being
the
sugar is more addictive than crack, and sugar nowadays is pretty much an average processed food. So nowadays, they get children hooked on that, and if you're hooked from young age, you grow up as an obese, and you grow up hooked on that food. So you're only able to eat this artificial taste of food. So maybe before it would have been acceptable to make more obese, because you chose to because it wasn't really that addictive. But now food truly is addictive. And a lot of people in poverty cannot afford organic, fresh produce. So they eat the McDonald's because of necessity, and they get the children while they're young.
Oh, Lana, I saw three guys today, and they made, not three guys, three kids. So two of them really fat boys and a really fat little girl. And I kept thinking at that moment, and I'm going to do me a video about it, because that's child abuse.
Yes.
It is.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of fat kids nowadays. I never really remembered there being a lot of people who were big back when I was a kid either. I do think that in some cases the food has
changed,
too.
That's
the
food, but it has to be because
laziness.
That's because
pharmaceuticals.
That's because pharmaceuticals want to...
Your phone is doing something crazy. You may talk directly into it. Your phone is weird.
Oh. Well, there's a lot of people that rather not take the time out and cook a healthy meal, and they feed their kids.
And kids will get used to what you give them. Go ahead.
And their parents that rather just run to McDonald's or buy a box dinner, and like she said, it's full of hidden sugars, instead of cooking a meal, and then their child is addicted. My niece was fat until she was about 6. We didn't realize it until we looked at her school pictures and was like, oh, my gosh, she is really huge. We put her on a diet for about 2 years. We bought nothing but fruit and vegetables. So I understand, like, yeah, it's something in the food, but at the same time, it's a choice. They're kids.
Yeah, we're teaching these kids bad habits. Go ahead, Lana.
This is the first generation of children that expected to live less than the adults. The government is not playing. They are poisonous, but they're not poisonous to die fast. They're poisonous to get our lifetime customers, consumers. FDA is in bed with Monsanto and the rest of them. This is really very serious because you have to understand the way the body works. Our body is designed to receive the most amount of pleasure in the least amount of. So the way our body works is, that when we were gather hunters, we are searching for food that has the most amount of calories, the most amount of sugar intake to give us energy to go keep hunting for the food. Well, we're used to actually exercise. We're used to actually burn that calories. Now we are not burning them. That's number one. Number two, they're putting all these artificial flavors in the food, which basically pulling our body. So we keep eating this, and like let's say, for an example, 400 calories of a regular whole grain plant-based diet will fill up our stomach, will stretch it, like do everything it's supposed to do to let your mind know that you're full. Well, 400 calories of the same, exactly the same 400 calories of processed food will only fill up your stomach to 1/4. So you're actually still hungry, not because you're greedy, but because it's fooling your body, you're fooling your mind that you are still hungry. So It's really designed, this foot is designed to make us fed, this foot is designed to make us sick, and the government...
Well, I agree with you, but I think what she's trying to say is where I said it myself. Yes, it's designed to do this, but when a child comes into the world, you have a choice. It's just like, have you ever noticed the guy that smokes still says smoking is bad, I can't stop, but I don't want the people around me to not stop, to get into this habit?
Right, it's a responsibility, not a child's fault. It's a parent's responsibility.
That's what I'm saying. We have a choice when we realize, God, I am fat and I can't stop eating this Breyers ice cream. So I'm not going to give it to my child.
Right. I agree.
And that's what I think is
the difference. That'd be a good
idea. Like I said, my niece was fat. She had two of our other neighbors who were also very big. They're still huge. They're teenagers.
Yep.
They are huge. She's the only one out of the three that lost weight. And what do they eat? Processed carryout, McDonald's, TV dinners all the time. It is really up to the parent, even the individual.
We're lazy as hell. We're
we drive everywhere.
You're gonna give your kids some even if you're going to cook fatty foods or whatever it was. My grandmother used to have to cook shit that took a long time. Literally. It would take a long time to cook it. Now, easy to get something that has been frozen or processed, which means it has more salt in it, which means when it has this salt in it, your body's going to retain all of this shit because the salt in your body is going to get that shit and just retains it. So we're eating more processed food. We're eating food that's not even food. It's food-like product.
Cutting out soda would help, too. It helps me. I've lost weight.
Look at school lunches. Look what they're feeding them in schools. In schools, they get teacher
hyper. Well, and Tommy, to speak about what you were talking about earlier with regard to, you know, the not bullying thing, I think a lot of it comes to a point, too, also where, you know, some kids and even young adults can eat as much as they want, whatever they want, and they won't gain a pound. Some people, their systems completely decompensate a lot more quickly, and they'll get fat before they even reach adolescence. That happened to me. You know, I had to be a lot more vigilant about that because of that.
It's the same way as some kids are just born genetically genius. Yeah. I can tell people all the time, I'm not a genius, but I had shitty study habits, but I didn't have to study. A lot of that shit was I was just born that way. I just hit the genetic lottery.
Yeah, and see, and the thing about that, though, is then that's where gene expression comes in, and your lifestyle is where you manage to express those genes, whether you have certain things that you might be more vulnerable to, essentially.
Yeah, but we have to teach kids that life isn't fair. We have to teach people that life isn't fair.
I think that's
the biggest problem in life, that we have not gotten to the point where we teach people life is not fair. It isn't fucking fair. You're not going to get the same advantages of somebody else. But what do you do? And that's why I love being a man over a woman. Nobody gives a shit about a fat man and his feelings. Think about it. Nobody gives a shit about a fat dude and his feelings to the point of where fat dudes run around making jokes about being fat themselves. Women are the only people that try to force you to have to tell them that they're still pretty even though they're fat. There's no saying for a big, beautiful man on a dating site. Only a big, beautiful woman. The dude's just fat.
I remember a blog compared John Goodman over the years. I think that's his name, for Roseanne Dan, the father, how heavy he had gotten. And nobody really shamed him. There were jokes here and there, but no one made fun of him in the way that they had some of the female actresses, like I think with like Chastity Bates and there's been Kathleen Turner.
Well, let me tell you
no
why, though. Because as a fat man, you know you're a fat man. And you play the role of, let me say this, you're a fat man and you play the role of a fat man and you don't deny it. You can't shame someone that accepts.
Right.
Let me tell you who they're not shaming. That fat woman right now, Jenny McCarthy?
Huh?
Oh, Melissa.
Melissa, I'm sorry.
Yes, that's a
Melissa
cousin,
McCarthy.
Yes.
They don't shame her. Why?
Because she embraces it. She's the
there
fat
you go.
Chick. She proves it.
She plays that's a true. Fat chick. She plays the fat chick in the movies. She does the fat role. She's basically right now the female version of Chris Farley. That's what she decided to be, and it's a smart thing to do.
Wow.
No, she is the female version of Chris Farley, because what she does is does a lot of a fat chick that does physical comedy. That's exactly what Chris Farley was, a fat guy that did physical comedy.
And that's, I don't think I've ever seen a fat woman play lead as much as she had. In the
There you go.
She's had like
three. I honestly don't remember one either.
Her and the chick from, the difference between her and the chick from Precious is they keep trying to tell the fucking chick from Precious that she's beautiful.
Yeah. I'm a little
when you do that,
some
people
could. I mean, some people like different things.
That's a dangerous thing to do. That's a dangerous precedent to set.
Yeah,
somebody.
You don't tell this woman who's morbidly obese because that's what she is, and you're only saying it because you say even when she dies, you don't give a shit about the black chick. Let me tell you something. Anybody that's telling that girl that she looks beautiful the way she is doesn't give a shit about the person. We don't say that to crackheads.
You know,
seriously, do we tell a crackhead, you look beautiful with that cracking pipe in your mouth?
No.
So if we don't do that to them, why is it that fat people, again, it ain't fat people, it's just fat women. This is why I have a problem with women. Women claim that they're so strong, they can't even handle criticism.
Mm-hmm.
This is why nobody fat shames a fat man. Because they make fun of Peter Griffin. They make fun of Peter Griffin being fat. They made fun of Homer Simpson being bald. You accept it.
Yeah. Well, hey, there's other women that get made fun of, too, like that, but yeah.
No, but I'm saying the women don't accept it. It's wrong when you make fun of. She brought it up. She said there's no fat shaming with men. It's hard to fat shame a man. You couldn't fat shame Chris Farley when all he talked about was he was fat. He made jokes about fat guy in a little coat.
Well,
so should you...
Some women want you to accept them before they've even accepted them. And the
you remember your girl was talking about how she hates skinny bitches and then she turned around and lost weight?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty messed up.
No man does this. No man sits there and says it's a good thing to be fat, then turns around and loses weight.
That is true. No
need. Yeah, that's pretty messed up.
Let me tell you what. Several women lost their lives because of her I'm fat and proud of the campaign. And I'm not exaggerating. Several women are dead today because of her I'm fat and you should be fat and fuck them. Several women are dead today.
And I will agree with you.
Sure.
During that time, a lot of black women were embracing being obese and putting on extra gaudy jewelry and sexy clothing, your size 28, and you're just gonna flaunt it and look good, and that's not true. You have diabetes, you have a bad heart, but you're big and sexy, and it's just like, are you serious?
Exactly.
Really?
Hey guys, stay with me. I'm gonna let a few other people just jump in real quick because I know they were on the line. They waiting. They wanted to talk about a lot of stuff. So I'm gonna let people get in real quick. Guys, be real quick with me because I'm trying to let you guys go. But I'm gonna let everybody on the line say at least something. Aaron wanted to talk about the fire in Philly. What's up, Aaron? Aaron said, "Fuck you in that fire." Aaron, fire in Philly. 216-372. Aaron. You're on the line. Aaron, Moses sent you here, didn't he? If you read your Bible, you got the joke. If you didn't, fuck you. Michi.
That happened way back in the day.
Is this Aaron? Did you make it on Aaron? Aaron is sweet.
Yeah,
what's
he
up, Michi?
He has to lead on. He's trying to resist the rest. He said, but they tried to lock him up because of you supposed to say that he committed robbery with your brother. I'm like, well, I don't know. I said, I don't know where you live at. I don't ask nobody. You know, it's cool with me. I said, I don't know he know where you live at, so I don't know. But I don't know.
Michi. Michi, stop talking to your homeboy and talk to me, man.
So what's going on, Tommy?
Never mind. You said you wanted to talk to them. I was listening to your boy. I was like, what are they talking about? I thought y'all talking about me. I was going to cuss you out.
Don't cuss me out. Hey, remember you made the order that had me hold on for a long time. I ain't said nothing.
Yo, I thought I would listen to this. What you doing down there listening to this bitch-ass coon nigga? I'm just trying to see what he's trying to say.
Hey, man, you got to come to Chicago, check out our Bulls and our Cubs and White Sox.
I'm going to check out your Cubs. I won't get to see your Bulls, but I'm going to see the Cubs and the White Sox. The White Sox lost tonight to the Indians.
Yeah, check us out, man, because we got some nice little teams around here. I'll be right back. But check this out. I was going to say something about that dating thing, but I forgot what I was saying. I was talking to my guy. Hey, man, things is real out here. I met this man, this guy, and he changed the face of dating. What you think about Internet dating? What's your opinion of Internet dating? You for it, against it?
Listen, I think Internet dating is a place where people can just lie more.
Yeah.
Like, people lie in real life. The Internet made it easy to job. I mean, you could say all kind of bullshit. You can tell people where you work at and you don't have no job. You can put up pictures of when you looked your best and you don't look like that no more. The Internet has made dating great for liars.
It has. That's true.
You think nothing legit about it?
No. Internet dating can be legit. I mean, my girl met me online. She saw what I did and was like, well, I just want to have a conversation with you about what you do. She looked better in person than she did on her picture.
This guy named John Adams.
Where I met my partner.
Huh?
That's where I met my partner online. So.
Yeah. See, people get mad at you, but they should be thanking you because you're a little bit more nicer than the guy that I met over the that's doing this program for dating. I mean, he telling us don't even date American women, period. He said if you want to lower your standards, do not date American women.
You want to raise them. And look, you remember I said not only don't date American women, but don't date Americanized women. If the woman's been in this country long enough, let's say if she moved here, let's say at like 12 or something, if she feels the American attitude, she's still going to treat you like an American chick. Doesn't matter where she's from.
Yeah, they will. Because this guy, he goes to all these different countries, Colombia, all them South American countries, Asia. And these women, you'd be surprised how the guys treat these women like crap. And I mean, these are tens. We ain't talking about no hairhead hooligans. I mean, these chicks like supermodels. And these
Paco is whooping his girl ass in Mexico. He's fucking that bitch up. If you can show her something different than a slap in the fucking face for not having a six pack.
Wow.
Boy, you gonna be kidding. I've seen some of these girls, man, I almost fell out of my seat. I'm like, are you fucking serious? Like, how can you be chauvinist and you got fine women? Like, half of the women in America don't even look that fine. I'm like, wow. And people, only catch, you have to go on the tours because he have like a three-city tour. And he go to all these, I mean, Panorama, all these different countries. And, I mean, he laying it down like a hairdo. And a lot of sisters. 1999,
listen, you could go to Dominican Republic and get you a fine-ass bitch that will love the shit out of you, take care of your motherfucking ass, and you won't have to deal with none of this bullshit. She just wants clean running water.
Yeah.
Wow.
I wouldn't mind getting a chick from Africa, but you know what? That shows you different because I think a lot of these women, I don't want to sound like I'm a woman bash, they don't know how to be women because they have not been raised by women. You know what I'm saying? You know, everybody want to be a queen, but you're not queen worthy. And wearing hair weave and booty shots and plastic titties don't make you a woman. You got to know how to handle a household and be a woman. I tell women this. They get mad like, you know, well, who is you to tell me like that? I'm like, well, I'm just letting you know the reason why you don't have a good man. Because you don't know how to be a woman. You know, you out here being prostitutes and dots. I mean, who want a dot? Who want a prostitute? Because a prostitute is cool, but I don't want to take a prostitute home to my mom. You know what I'm saying? My mom was a church woman.
D, how do you feel about what he said? Like there's a movement of men saying, fuck it, we don't even want to mess with American women, not black women, American women, period. Because them American white women is doing some dirty shit to them white boys. That's why them white boys be listening to my show. There's a reason why white dudes are like, seriously, my white dude following has shot up because them white dudes are like, them white bitches are fucking us up.
My man.
I know.
So,
but that's
just, man.
Yeah, that's just the thing amongst men in America, period, that they're tired of the way American women think. They're becoming more materialistic, less maternalistic, and they're just fed up with it. There's a show that comes on about finding a bride overseas. I think you have like 60 days before you can prove that you're willing to marry this person. They're just tired of it. They want.
I will marry a bitch from overseas in 10 days. I will literally marry a chick from overseas in 10 damn days. I don't need 60 days to find out this bitch can cook, clean, suck good dick, and will give me a family. 10 days.
Wow. A lot of men doing it of all races. It's not just the black thing. I tell women that. It's not just the black thing. Sometimes I think black women try to mimic what they think is acceptable when it's like that's not what men really want anyway. Like, I think Chris Rock used to tell a joke, Dave Chappelle, you're listening to other single women tell you how to get a man, and we do that. Doesn't make sense.
It's about time somebody saw that, because it seems like they don't see that. It seems like when you tell them something, go in one ear and not the other, and they just think you're being harsh. Like I tell her, I'm not a disrespectful person. I'm a really general, nice person. But when I tell you something, I'm going to tell you something that's going to make you wiser. You know what I'm saying? And they don't. They just feel just being a hood rat is cool. They justify that. They'd rather see with a married man and know this man is married, and they don't see nothing wrong with it. I'm like, and you,
these women have taken the side chick role and made it a place of envy. I don't know how this happened. Right now, as a woman, you'd rather be the side chick than the main chick, and this is true.
Oh, wait a minute. Or your favorite word. They'd rather be a bad wench.
Mm-hmm.
This has been a bad wench. Like,
it's going to be a bad wench to the side chick.
Well, it's like they get benefits without strings attached. That's what that comes in.
Yeah.
That's just some BS.
Well, a lot of guys want that, too.
They say that to make
I like side chicks. Don't get it wrong. I'm the last dude to talk about them. Side chicks are really good people.
Yeah, they can be beneficial, you know. You got it going on like that.
This is what I like about good. This is how a good side chick is supposed to be. Good side chick, fuck you. She don't advertise it. She don't do no dumb shit like that. She know what you got at home. Now the side chicks are literally making Twitter accounts saying that they side chick. They side chick putting up pictures. You know what I mean? Like they're getting a celebrity for being what was a bad thing. That's like a nigga right. You know what I'm saying? Like, when we looked at Bonnie and Clyde, they were getting celebrity for robbing motherfuckers. You're like, wait a minute. Are we really doing this?
Uh-huh. And see, this is why I don't too much care for you. I know he's trying to do good, but I don't care for him because he's not genuine. I'm going to mention the guy's name. I know I shouldn't, but I'm going to mention his name anyway. Mr. Harvey, Mr. Winfield. Because you know what I'm saying? He talked all this good stuff about relationship, but you married your side chick. You left your wife for your side chick.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Steve Harvey telling you to wait, telling women to wait 60 days, but he couldn't even tell his girlfriend to wait till I'm divorced.
Yeah,
right. And you got your chick out here parading her around with this foolery. That's why I just look at him and shake my head. He needs to stop that bullshit, straight up. You want to help the black folks, help them. But don't be telling no one wait for 60 days and, you know, tell women you got the power. I mean, relationships will be 50-50. I still believe in that. You know,
and then
you bring
those bitches and then the bitch said, if your man don't love God, turn and walk away. Steve Harvey's full of shit.
Right.
He's just telling them what they want to hear. That's what that is.
Right. I have never asked a woman, do you love God? That's between you and God.
Let me tell you something. The majority of people you ask if they love God, if we judge them by the way that we claim that we love each other, meaning this, so let me say this to y'all, yeah, no one can dispute this. Every time I say this, Christian people get mad, but they can't dispute it. If you're in a relationship with somebody and they cheat on you, and they cheat on you twice, and they cheat on you three times, they say, you know, do you love me? You're like, hell no, you keep cheating on me. Yet that's what do Christians do every day to God, but they say, well, nobody's perfect. So you can keep fucking around on God with the excuse of nobody's perfect, and you believe that he still will let you in heaven and he still loves you. But you won't treat your fellow man that way, who should be less fallible than your love is to God, because you claim that God is your main thing. He gave you everything. So if he gave you life, he gave you everything you have, then you treat him like shit. But you expect me to treat you better than the man who gave me everything. Again, if your woman's willing to cheat on God, why do you think she ain't willing to cheat on you?
That's a good point.
She will.
Hey, think about it. That's why I don't trust Christians. I trust Christians less than anyone, because their whole idea of religion is fallible based upon the fact that if I cheat on a Christian chick, she's going to look at me as a bad guy because I cheated on her. But she just got through fucking me, and the guy that she's with can send her to hell. I can't send you to hell.
The death ring draws on.
Right. God can send you to hell, but you don't mind cheating on him. I can't do anything to you.
Yeah. And check this out, Tommy. If they forget, we are made in the image of our Creator. So why would you not treat me right? You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying I'm God, but I'm his creation, just like you is. You know what I'm saying? I'm in his image and likeness. But, you know,
and
you can't tell him.
No one ever brings up a lot of these points. That's what scares me. I'm like, I've thought this since I was little. Half the things y'all hear me say on the show, I've said this and felt this since I was a kid. And for people to sit there and this is some new shit, I keep thinking, no, it's not.
It's scary for
like
a lot of people to think about. It's scary.
Well, the
thing
about Christianity in particular, I mean religion in general, is just the thing is you're not supposed to question it. And so people don't. And that's, I guess, the scary part of it.
That is true. That is true. Hey, I'm going to leave you on the line here, Meech. I'm going to bring in more people. You guys try to be really quick. I know I keep saying this, and then I'll let y'all talk for 30 minutes. But Chauncey, what's up?
Hey, what's up, man?
Nothing, man. What happened? What you been up to? I know since you left Black Street, what you been doing?
nothing much, man. I just been listening to your show, and I'm just like a long-time listener, man. And, like, I've been rocking with your show since, like, a year. And, like, some
cool,
of the things you tell, yeah, some of the things you talk about, man, it happened to me. I'm not even going to lie. Like, when you say that, you know how you be making those videos, talking about black men getting killed over women and all that ish? Well, it's happened to me. I've been with a woman who simply told me to show her that I love her. She wanted me to fight other dudes and start beef with other dudes. For no reason.
Oh, man.
That is crazy, man. I feel what you say, and you be hitting home like majority of the time, man. I just love the way you just, like, you know, you point out things. Because it's like a lot of people today, they don't want to point out the wrongs that's going on. They think everything is just okay. Just like you go around, I can go around Chicago, ask people, oh, you know, how Chicago, and do y'all think this is okay? You know, 51 people getting shot up or whatever. They'd be like, man, this is Chicago. What?
Get off my head.
Wow.
That don't even make sense, man. Like, I understand why you say, like, there's a devil in Chicago, and it really is. Like, this girl in my class, I'd be talking about, oh, Chicago's a bad place, this and that, and I'd be bringing up, you know, the things that go on in Chicago. She'd talk about, man, it's not that bad, really. So you think 51 murders is okay? Or 51 people getting shot is okay?
But wait. Tell them the fact that they big up that shit.
Exactly,
they come up
man.
With names, Chi-Rack, and niggas like saying that they're from a place with Chi-Rack in the rack in the back.
Exactly.
Or Drillinoid.
Sad.
And they make drill
exactly.
music.
Exactly.
When I was in Philadelphia, people told me, man, they used to call it Killadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
Just crazy, man.
First to Vietnam.
What the hell is wrong with black folks?
Pennsylvania, nothing to be proud of.
I gotta say something right quick. Do you know why dudes want? Do you know why niggas want to become the hood or hood rich? Because they feel like if they make more money than somebody else in their hood, that makes them feel great. And then here's what happens though: if they was to say, for instance, they was to go out to the suburbs or whatever. Those people in that same hood are going to call that person a sellout.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed that we...
That's the crazy part.
It's what I said about the women. You remember when I said earlier in the show, I said a lot of women don't want men to listen to me because if the men actually do, then that means that they won't choose them.
Exactly.
It's the same thing with this hood mentality. We are afraid that if people reach for more, we couldn't reach it. So let's keep everybody so low that we all can reach it.
Exactly. I'm still in high school, man. I'm 17, might be a senior and everything. And like, I remember like before school let out, I remember I was sitting in the classroom and just by myself or whatever. These black people just came to the back. Huh? Yeah, but I mean, yeah, I'm just, you know, top 15% of my class. I'm trying to get top 5%. And but let me get back to what I was about to say. So I was in the back of the class, and like these black people just came in, and they just went in the back of the class. They saw me there, and then next thing you know, they all having a conversation. Then this black girl, she started talking to me. As soon as I started talking, she was like, "Oh, you're the smart one." I'm like, "What?" And she's like, "I can't talk to you because you're the smart one." I'm like, "Are you serious?" They find that as a threat. You being smart, they'll find it as a threat.
They don't.
You having intelligence, they'll find it as a threat.
You know, they don't respect stuff like that. It's sad to say, being a girl, D.C., I grew up and went to, you know, kind of rough school. Girls, black girls, a lot of times, we don't respect that kind of thing. I don't know why I want it to change, but we do not respect.
I can explain that to you, dear. I can explain that to you easily. I can explain that to you easily. I don't really blame black women for not respecting black men. If one, they didn't see a dad around. Two, they didn't see any strong man around. Like, you remember what we said in the show earlier? But most of you black women are having to take care of the nigga you dating?
Yeah.
Exactly.
I can't get mad at a woman for not respecting the fact that she has such a hard time finding men that she has to settle for basically one that ain't shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I said I want to get the top 10% together.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but there's a two-way street with that. Black women nowadays, they are wanting a man that they have to.
Oh, no, they're seeking
them
now.
Oh,
check this out.
Woman. But a guy who's a bum, this chick will help him pay child support. For 3 or 4 kids, he got scattered all over the place.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't get it.
But check this out, though. You know how, the women in my generation, man, they just so lost. And let me tell you why. Because I've been on Instagram just scrolling down my TL. I've been just saying some nonsense. And then, like, I've seen this one post I came across, and it was this one girl. She was like, "I'd rather be a side chick to a guy that treats me nice than be a main chick to a guy that disrespects me."
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, what?
That's a meme going around, that little post.
Why do you have to be? I would have asked them, why do you have to be with a guy? Like, those are the only two options you have.
Be
with a guy that beats
that
your ass
so
or somebody's side chick. When you listen to people talk like that, you should scratch your head. Like, bitch, where do you live? With those are the only two options you got.
And then look at this. I be telling these girls, man, you know what I'm saying? And these girls talking about they love Marilyn Monroe. And I be asking them, did you know what Marilyn Monroe did? She wasn't known for the movies that she did. She was known for her scandals. She was sleeping around with married men.
Listen.
And that's the same thing that the actor Kerry Washington is doing in Scandal. Sleeping around with a married man.
Listen, these are the same women that be looking up to Betty Boop and Barbie. I can't take women seriously. Wait, let me ask you something. Wait a minute. Let me ask you something. And I want to ask D this. Wouldn't you think a man was crazy if this nigga was looking up the G.I. Joe as a grown man?
Yeah, I think
hell no. If niggas was calling themselves if niggas' nickname was He-Man or Panthro.
Sergeant Slaughter.
But I remember when you did that story about that woman who left her kids burning in the house, man. I had brought up some points, and, like, some girl tried to argue me down, talking about what she had to do, what she had to do. I was like, first of all, that's wrong. That's like saying you have a school full of children, and the teachers made it out, but the students didn't. The first thing the parents going to ask, why didn't the teacher say the students?
Thank you.
That's what I'm
saying.
Thank
you. I'm tired of having to explain that. I understand that the brother's on here, and he's here on the line. He's still on the line. Yeah. And I think and Seth, that's the part I was trying to get past. I can't accept the fact that if I, as a man, had left out the window because the smoke was killing me and two kids were dead, they wouldn't have gave a shit about the smoke. Let me tell you something. The firefighters in the World Trade Center, them motherfuckers could breathe. They dead
exactly.
Now.
Well,
yeah,
the building
yeah,
fell
kinds
down.
Of
exactly.
They have SCBA, so that's why you call the fire department when that happens. That's
yeah, but the fire department. Wait a minute, but what I'm saying is some of the fire department. What I'm saying is some of the fire department has the ability to say, you know what, I'm out. They can pull
yeah,
out.
They can call a defensive operation. That ain't
that
even
is
happening.
True though.
You
yeah, and I remember.
You look at what happened during the first Desert Storm. What did them soldiers do when they punk ass came out and Americans showed up? They went and hugged them. They didn't
and
fight them. They just hugged them. Take us with you.
Wow.
My new Facebook name gonna be Panthro. For everybody that knows, I'm gonna be Panthro. Just let y'all know. But y'all
I'll
over the Panthro, and I start putting up them Panthro pictures with my face on them. Don't say shit. Women do it with Barbie. I'm Panthro.
Hey, TJ, I remember that one story you did about the two kids being burned in the house, and the woman, she didn't even say the two kids. She got a food stamps. She said a food stamps
yeah,
over the kids.
And like everybody kept saying, why don't you do this story? I was like, bitch, I did it last year. But the point is, yeah, but she said, when that old woman said that, I was like, the fact that she said it with that stupid-ass laugh, I'm telling y'all, haven't y'all noticed that black women have this weird laugh when they say something?
Envy is. Like, they just show straight-up envy.
Like, it's almost an evil laugh. When the woman called in last show, remember, I don't know if you, how many of you guys heard it, the woman that was calling from... She had moved from Chicago, but they was representing Chicago, and they were laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's talking about from 43rd. I'm like, what
is weird? the laugh is this weird, almost demented laugh.
Yeah, and then, like, that's like me saying, like, there's a problem in the hood, but I'm talking about, oh, I'm from Acre Home, baby. I'm from Acre Home. Like, what? That sounds stupid.
Oh, wow.
We the only people find like a joy in, but it goes back to what y'all were saying. If you set the bar so low, anybody can jump it. Blacks set the bar extra low so they can reach that bar. That's why the standard of being a queen is just the standard of being
exactly.
a strong black woman is just literally being a woman, a black woman.
Exactly. And the females in my generation nowadays, they think, like, being thick is the biggest essential.
All right, got it. It took me a second. Go ahead, talk now. I had to get these motherfuckers. I'm like, God, dog. I had to find out who was sitting up there listening to themselves.
Nah, it wasn't me, man. But like I said, it was like, what I was saying, I'm saying that, like, women in my generation nowadays, they just think that just being thick is, like, the biggest essential of all time. That's why they be trying to wear these tights and put their butt in the air, and then they be getting mad when a dude only wants them for us just, you know, for sex. And they don't understand what love is. And the mother don't even tell them what love is.
Exactly. I know Dee was talking about something earlier, so I want to bring in another person who wants to talk about the color issue. Yared, what's up?
What's going on, Tommy?
Not much. You want to jump in on this whole color issue with Dee? Maybe you and her can have an understanding of each other with that.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about how colorism is perpetrated by the dominant culture.
Mm-hmm.
And how basically, like, it's like the closer you are from, like, a blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl you are, like, the less, like, pretty you are.
Yeah,
and,
it's weird. It's weird. Like, here's my thing.
Yeah.
To me, the most beautiful women are the women with the dark hair. If I had to get a woman that was non-black, I like the dark hair ones more than the blonde. Because
yeah,
the dark
yeah,
ones
think,
look like they can
yeah.
fuck.
Yeah, and also it's, I think the dominant culture, like, if you look at all the lists, it's like 80% of them is white girls, and then you got, like, the 10% is maybe Latin girls, like, maybe pass for white, and then maybe, like, no more than 10% are black. And even if you look on, like, the Maxim list, like, the Maxim Hot 100 they have every year, like, 80 of them are, like no-name, like a lot of them are, like, no-name white girls, and then the only black girls you'll see are, like the girl from Scandal, like the Negro Bedouins.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see her. And then, but, like basically, like, you won't see a black girl unless she's, like, a really, really big celebrity. Like, you'll see, like, Rihanna and, like, Beyonce. That's about it.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, the white girls, I went through that on that list. The white girls' names on that wasn't even big celebrities, like the top most beautiful women. But every one of the black girls was, like, the biggest fucking name ever. It wasn't like this unknown chick that was top 25.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I even went on their website, like, a few years back, and I think the number one girl was some, like, no-name white girl. And they even said, though, the reason they chose her for being number one is because nobody knows her, because she's a nobody.
I think I know who you're talking about. I can't remember. I saw that list, and I was like, I don't know this bitch. Almost every one of the white chicks I got to, I was like, I don't know this bitch. And the black
but you
chick
know,
was a fucking billionaire.
But, you know, in like, today's rap music, you know, you got these rappers, you know, they uplift these, like, these foreign chicks. And it's like these women, like these black girls, that's why they be trying to come up with every excuse talking about, oh, I'm mixed with this, I'm mixed with that, I'm mixed with that. It's just like, what?
It's sad. But it's really sad because my niece, she actually is biracial. And she tells me a lot of stuff. And she told me there was a trend a few months ago going on. What do you mean? Because she said he only messed with foreign. Now, every little girl was picking up on her Instagram. She was foreign because her great-grandmother was Indian. Great-grandmother was from Puerto Rico. Or just a bunch of foolishness, but I still say that comes from in the household.
Man, chick kids,
but don't y'all think that's funny? Like, okay, check it out. Black chicks love to tell you you're a sellout for not dating black chicks. But if
exactly.
you ask them what they
the
are,
time.
They'll tell you they're not just black.
I get that all the time. So here's what they don't like, though. They don't like if we call them sellouts when they try to go outside their race. And they're not successful when they try to date men outside the race.
Yeah, it's like they make fun of us for, like, we're perming our hair. We can't say shit about them because they're queens. And even
exactly.
though they're queens, we're freaking peasants' hair, but we can't say shit about
And that's
about
why
them.
I don't like the black feminist movement, because they always point out the wrongs that the man does, but they never point out their wrongs.
Yeah, and like Tommy's talked about in the past, like, feminism wasn't even meant for black women. It was meant for white women.
And, you know, that's something that I was taught by my mother. My mother was older. She passed recently. But I never understood feminism in that manner. And I was told as a child that feminism was not for black women. I met other older black women, including my mom. who felt like feminism ruined black women.
It did.
And I didn't really get what she meant by that until as you get older, you see it. We took it and we ran with it in a completely different light. When there was stuff we should have been focusing on about our race, we turned it around and who was in control of what, and now it's out of control, and it's about manipulating men and being forceful and not needing a man.
But you know what kills me though? How black women can say like, oh, we need to stand up and we need to unite and fight against people, and then at the end of the day, they call each other bitches all day.
Well, that's another thing that black women are doing right now. Black women, we've always disrespected each other, but we've also begun to take on this role from gay culture where everything
exactly
gentile and every is this way we talk so down to each other and so negative.
Exactly.
But I don't know,
one of the worst things I've ever heard a guy say when a guy says she looks good for a black girl. It's the stupidest shit. Another thing holler red bone. These are female terms though. These are women's terms. That's why I say this, because they're using terms that women typically say, and the men just eat it up. I'm telling you, it's one of these things where, okay, I remember a guy said that I'm trying to be mixed because I said I'm Panamanian, and I was like, that's a nationality.
Exactly.
What you're saying is I'm not black.
Delusional.
Yeah, I never said I'm not black. Hell, if a bitch say that she's French, and she wasn't even French, but if she said she's French, she would say she's not black. She would say she's from France.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And that's what these girls don't understand. Like, they don't want to go back in a family history and just point out who is who. You know what I'm saying? When the girl tells me that she's mixed, I ask her, okay, so who is who? And it'd be a tough time telling me who is mixed with who.
Hey, look. Here's the thing about being mixed. If you can't find a relative that's a blood relative that's not another race, then you're not mixed.
My thing is, if you ain't mixed, if you can't call that white man or that whatever that man is, you claim, if you can't call his ass and say, let me borrow some money, if his ass don't show up at your birthday party, shut the fuck up. The only Indians that show up at your birthday party are in Cleveland.
Wow.
Look, there was a recent post on our Facebook, Madam Noir. It was about Faye Diggs. And him and his wife were separated, and he's now dating another a woman. She looks, to me, she looks like maybe a Latino, but they said she was white. And the black women in the comment section went off. I mean, they went off, and it was so hateful. So there were a few white women commenting some of the stuff that they were saying.
I know the next chick I date seriously is gonna be a Dominican. I can tell you that now. It's gonna be a chick who sounds a little bit like Rosie Perez.
Wow.
If I gotta go out, come on, I can pick who I want to date. Why would you be mad? Speaking of me, killing me. I mean, listen,
yeah.
RC better be glad he ain't got no daughters my age. I would get one of them.
But Tommy,
go ahead.
You know how you have the haters out there just trying to hate on you for no reason. Just like that guy that called in earlier, he couldn't even answer none of your questions straight up, man, and that just killed me. Now he was just going around the bush, and I was just like, why are you going around the bush? He asked you a simple question.
I was wondering why he called. I was literally got to the point where I was wondering why he called.
Maybe he set up the plant leader.
Exactly. And then he talked about that he's not those guys that just bash him. Okay, so why can't you step up as a man to tell, or as a leader, to tell Tyrone and all them other clowns to stop with their behavior? And that's why nobody can take him credible.
The guy earlier said he was a fan of mine, blah, blah, blah. And he said that dumb shit about raping women. What, am I supposed to just be so happy that
I
have
lost
a phone call?
I lost all
the
respect for that dude when you said
that. That was the creepy ass. That was strange.
But like Lana said, there are some motherfuckers who think like that.
Somewhere.
It is. And there are men who think
I want
that
all you women out there to pay attention. There are some dudes out there that's so fucking lame. Like the one who went and shot motherfuckers because they wouldn't date him.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
And I think,
yeah,
man,
that's included
the thing
in
is,
like small parts of the internet. Oh,
yeah, and I think the thing is, man, I think just dudes like that, they don't have no self-confidence in themselves. And I think they just never been out in the world to where, like, they can have that experience.
They have some social, some issues with their socialization, too, because everyone gets rejected. I think when it comes to them getting rejected, it's almost like, well, I'm going to make this next bit safer. You know,
D, please say what you just said again, because that's something I've been saying about how we date black people. Please say that again.
It's like when they're dating and they can't deal with rejection. So the next person, they feel like, I'm going to make that bitch pay for it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's how black women do men nowadays.
Both sides of us. Listen, both sides of us. It's not just the women. It's not just the men. We both are.
Yeah, I can agree with that because you know you
the
have some men
out there.
Dudes
are just trying to see if they can fuck over bitches because it's a bitch that fucked them over. So I'm gonna fuck this bitch.
Yep.
That's why people.
Yeah, that's why men try to be players.
Tommy's a hopeless romantic. Tommy's a hopeless romantic. You know why they say that? Because they're shocked that I still want to be with a woman. They think that I at this point would be like the nigga they fucking who just want to fuck them over. They're shocked that I still can say this is my girl. I love this chick. I want to do that. That to me, that to them is like a weird thing because most of the guys at a certain point, they just want to fuck a bitch over because that's the bitch is trying to fuck them over. And we both fighting to see who can fuck each other over the worst.
Yeah, that's why men try to be players.
Yep.
It's basically like a contest.
Well, it's like
a defense
mechanism. It's like I'm going to hurt them before they hurt
me. Contest, like who can I cheat on like first? Or, like, what? How many girls I could get just in case she cheats on me?
Yep.
Yeah, and in my generation, they doing this thing to where, like, if he break up with me, then that means he a punk or whatever. It's just stupid. It's not a contest.
The girl who suffocated her kid, do you know the reason they claim that the guy broke up with her is because he caught a cheat?
Dang.
After she had the baby. So within 11 months, you know they tell you that you have to wait 6 weeks to fuck.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah, that's messed
that's
up.
That's a month and a half. So between a month and a half, between 4 months, she was fucking somebody else. And most of these chicks don't even wait till that 6 weeks is up.
They just don't. Because they're so desperate for DNA.
That's it. And so you got to understand, so she cheated, he left, he tried to rub it in her face. Remember what I told you, black folks, we just trying to hurt each other. Why you got some foreign bitch on your 11-month-old baby's picture talking about some, oh, I love my boys. How this girl love her, your damn son and the kid 11 months? How long y'all been dating?
Hey, Tommy, I just want to let you know my battery's very low, so I can cut off any minute.
That's all right. Just stay on as long as you want. I'm gonna break. RC is up in here. RC, what's up? We got two lines. Let me see which one's up. RC, are you on?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah. All right. Is Lana still on?
Yeah.
Lana, everything Tommy said
up,
earlier is a lie.
About what?
Wow.
And what the fuck are you doing, Tom, what? Giving our secrets away, man? You know what I'm saying? What the hell's wrong with you? When they tell us theirs, we'll tell them ours. For now, we just, you know, keep this shit, you know, quiet, please. serious note, Tommy, I saw the show when you were speaking to the 11-year-old. And let's see, my memory serves me correct, because I'm sort of like you. I kind of remember shit. She was from Texas, right? She was calling you from Texas.
BLC got bad habits of remembering shit.
But she was calling you from Texas, right? And you call out the hour. It was about 12:30 at night over there, some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
My thing is that this nut that came on your show earlier talking about, well, you know, number one, he brought it up, right? Number two, my question would be, what is 11-year-old doing up that night, and how the fuck does she know so much about you?
Mm.
My thing is, after what he said today, and he brought it up, I think that was an intentional setup from the beginning. That girl was not on that line by herself. I think my man tried to set you up, and he thought she was going to speak in a different manner or whatever. In other words, I feel like they was testing you. But since you handled the call, you know, professional, because how he going to come out his back, talk about, oh, well, you know, she ain't supposed to be talking to you on your show, you're PG-13, whatever the fuck he was. And then he going to turn around and say he don't remember watching a whole tape or some shit, so he can't speak on it.
Exactly. It just makes him. It just makes him not credible at all.
You know
what
I'm saying?
That's why he just loses all point to it.
And I think this way because I'm straight up military. I ain't there no more, but I took military and ghetto, combined that shit together, and I became intelligent. You know what I'm saying? This boy, trust me, if he was in my squad, I would have shot that motherfucker. Because this boy, he's crazy. The man is straight up crazy. Straight up with the feminine thing. What happened there, Tommy, this is what I think, my opinion, okay? It came, it went. This is where the black female fucked up.
Yep.
She went for it, but at the same time, she also tried to look like the people who made it happen.
Exactly.
And that's where they got fucked. And that's why we're all fucked now, which is a damn crying shame. You know what I'm saying? It's just sad that they keep utilizing what was meant for other cultures and other groups of people, and we think it belonged to us, and we think we can utilize it, but now they've been clowning us ever since.
Yeah. Well, the great thing about it, white women understood. White women never – listen, white women understand, I don't want to be on the front line. Seriously. The majority of white women don't want to be on the front line. They don't want to work 80 hours a week. They don't want to build fucking skyscrapers. That is not what they were fighting for. They were only fighting for opportunities to do certain things, but they still wanted to remain feminine.
Exactly. They still want to be the lady. But wish on the world that, well, goddamn, if you think about it, man, we're going to be running out of men soon if this shit keeps up.
Yeah, you got dudes. Yeah, you got you got dudes
saying?
In my generation wearing skinny jeans and thinking this stuff was okay. And then sagging, too.
Hey, when I was at the T-Mobile shop, this was one of the most disgusting things I'd ever seen. The black dude behind the counter turns around. What, of course, did I see?
Yeah.
His ass. Man, he's at work like this. He's at work like this. And I'm keep thinking, now this goes back to what Lana was saying. Now, when you do a dumb shit like this, yes, that's different than back in the day. You got this dude got a job, and he got his ass showing, so you're thinking, I surely can't put him in any good position, because look at what he's doing. Look at what he's doing. The Bible tells you, if you're faithful over a little, I'll give you more.
Yep. You
most blacks aren't faithful over a little. We're not faithful over the little shit we got. We're not diligent with the little shit we have.
But, Tommy, you should have told him, you've been to jail, motherfucker. You've been to jail. You should have told him. Okay. But you know what, Tommy?
I
want to
work. Like, honestly, I didn't get it. I'm like, dude, you're at work. You're at your job.
Hey, check this out, Tommy. You know what's sick, man? And I don't know, you know, like I said, you're right, Tommy Bell, people should travel. Do you know that the statutory rape law in New Jersey is 12 years old?
Hmm. Really?
And how?
So, like, after, so wait a minute, are you saying after 12 you can fuck them?
Exactly. And the parents
really?
Can't press charges.
Shit.
And
yeah.
this shit went into law, I would say, I could be wrong, at least 7 years ago.
What?
And no fucking parents got together and bitched up and said, are you fucking crazy? This is the excuse that came out from the system. And we all know the system is just here to fucking kill us all.
Yep.
The system claimed that it was so many cases, okay, that it was getting unbearable. In New York, it's still 17. Oh, across the river, it's 12. You go to the next state, it may be 15. You go to another state, it's 18. We don't lost our fucking mind in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And it's up to people.
Let me tell you something. I know when we have our first kid, it's going to be a boy.
What?
And then we're going to have we have our first kid, it's going to be a boy, and we're going to toughen that motherfucker up. So if the second was a girl, he's going to fuck anybody else up.
There you go.
We have a more of having a girl. You have a record of producing those.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm looking at this idea of some shit like this. Because if I find some 20-year-old dude fucking my 13-year-old daughter, I don't give a fuck if she gave it to you, dude.
I had a tall little Spanish boy in this building about 5 years ago. He's trying to get to my daughter. My daughter going to college, this, she's doing the right fucking thing. And homeboy kept, you know, pants sagging down, showing his ass. I told her, well, what's wrong? You got like a little face on you. She goes, there's this kid in the building. He keeps, you know. So I said, okay, you show him to me one day. I did. She goes, no, Dad, I know how you. No, I'm going to talk to him real nice. So we finally caught up to him. I told him, I said, yo, young man, I want to word with you. This is my daughter. I'm the father. You get that? And he looked at me. He goes, so what did that got to do with me? I said, okay.
No.
I said, listen up here. My daughter ain't interested in you. So stop trying to talk to her. Stop telling her I'll carry your books, this and that. She ain't in high school. She's college. But let me tell you what I'm going to do. If you talk to her or approach her one more time, your mommy is going to have a hard time finding your ass. Do you understand where I'm coming from? And he looked at me. He goes, you threatening me? I looked at him. I said, I stopped talking. He just looked at me, walked away. He never bothered me again. Then I got approached by his mother. I told the mother straight up, he got a daddy at home? She goes, what the fuck I got to do with anything? This and that, you threatening him. No, I told him that my daughter ain't interested in him and he should stop talking to her and harassing her. And if you don't fucking like it, okay, guess what happens? You might have a hard time finding your son if you don't leave my daughter alone. And she's like, I'll call the police. I say, call whoever the fuck you want. She never bothered me again, but they get the message. And it's sad that sometimes you got to go that route because people just don't get it. That's how we got to live. It's like, you know what I'm saying? The chaos is us. But you know what's interesting, Tommy? You guys talk a lot, you know, about relationship, this and that. You know what the biggest concept we're missing in this community? That the men as well as the women, they don't have no fucking idea what sexuality is about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a damn shame.
Explain.
You know, you see these boys hollering at women on the street talking about, oh, yeah, you know, listen, you ain't got to say nothing to, but if you turn around, you know, I could dick you down like you wouldn't believe. I mean, you ain't, you know, this, the way they speak to each other.
I agree.
And then the ones that, you know, they down with this kind of talk, who the fuck want to date these people? You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
When you got a woman that expects you to talk to her like that.
Hey, did you see the video where I was watching? Like I said, they got a problem with me using the word bitch. Yet that woman on that video in McDonald's, she said bitch more than I've said in the show. And I was like, listen to the way she speaks. And then she was like, my nigga, and I was like, the woman speaks like a dude.
Thank you for your point.
Bruh.
Interesting. But that's New Jordan. York, what is happening in McDonald's in New York? I haven't seen it yet.
Yes.
Well, that video you put up, Tommy?
Yeah.
That shit was
go
sick,
to ThomasSotomayor.com. Y'all need to go to ThomasSotomayor.com anytime you want to know if something's going on.
I saw
put
that
everything
shit,
on the website. Fuck YouTube. Go to the website.
Hey, hey, Tommy. Hey, you never got my email that I sent you about a month ago. Hey, Tommy.
What were you talking about?
Oh yeah, yeah. I remember the second time I got it on your show. You said you used to send you email, but you never got it. I'm about to send you right now.
Okay. What you were just saying, Tommy? So it's a secret. You can't tell me what's in it.
Oh no! I was just gonna say thanks for letting me on the show and.
Oh,
like what cool. I thought of you, or when I first saw you, and what you're doing,
something I can read for mail time. People keep asking me to start back doing mail.
And then
time.
When you come to the Bay Area, we can meet up and stuff, just all that.
Right, because people keep asking me to do mail time. They said I haven't done Hollywood Clown and Black Women. I keep telling them I'm one person doing a lot of shit.
I understand. Hey, I know you need to start hiring more people. I can use a job.
I am. I told the guy tonight. I said I'm going to start hiring y'all to do that shit.
I have to do it
long enough for people to understand the concept, and I think I've been doing it long enough that there's some people who literally understand the concept. So I'm going to bring them on to do it.
Hey, Tommy, I'm going to speak to my daughter, but if you touch her, I'm going to have to kill you, right?
You speak to your daughter. You go.
You need to first have interns. They have to prove themselves that they actually know what they're doing, and then you hire them.
Yes, I want to do the politicians. I want to have some interns. I don't want no pages.
Right.
I want some interns, because when you get some interns, like Monica Lewinsky.
Or May. Like the ex-president candidate do.
Yeah, President Kennedy was fucking the shit out of them interns, literally.
I'm telling you.
A lot of people don't know the story behind Kennedy. Kennedy was a dog.
Yeah, I remember that guy.
Yo, they even offered her $3 million just to take it. And she turned around and says, I'll take 20 because that motherfucker can make me sick one day. It's out there. Google it. And this was the Catholic Church. Making her offer just to shut her mouth.
Damn. And the thing is, if these women mess with, I'm still wondering why that woman who got that Russian guy for $3 billion is not dead. I'm waiting for that news story. I'm waiting for the news story that says she's dead.
Well, you know how that works.
Russian
first she disappears,
say,
nobody
wait,
knows
where
she
was
moved.
This? Where was this in Russia?
Yeah, the woman got $3.something billion. Russian billionaire. And when she got a divorce from him, she got $3.something billion, and he still got to pay a monthly rate. It was ridiculous. This dude must own Russia. His name must be Russia.
His name
she must have came to the United States and learned something.
He must be the Prince of Zamunda or something.
That's a lot of money.
He got his own money. And when I say his own money, I mean his own money.
Shout out to McDowell.
Pancho Villa, right? Y'all want my face on every dollar bill, $20, $100, all the money. My face.
Exactly. Pancho Villa, I liked him. He had his money. His face was on everything.
Wow.
And what's messed up is, though, I just keep thinking, it's got to be cheaper to kill this woman.
Well, you know what they say in the United States, right? In the United States, they say it's cheaper to keep her. But that's
over
hard,
there, cheaper
man.
To sleep her.
Yep.
I'm telling y'all, look, I'm a frugal guy. Ladies, if you try some fuck shit on me, I will get a crackhead to take you out.
Yeah, but I heard that
I will get you killed for a Subway sandwich, bitch.
Cheapest hitman on the earth, man.
Wow.
Yeah, I will hire a hitman for a Scooby snack. This motherfucker up there negotiating with me. Talking about some one Scooby snack, two Scooby snacks, three.
You get them both. You can get him to do it for one rib.
Wow.
This is bullshit. You should be able to take nobody $3 billion. That's not right. I don't give a damn what you say. I don't care what this man is worth. You didn't do it.
Well, I hope they didn't show anybody how she did it, because that would put us in the fucking spot. You know?
And that's what I'm saying. I'm like, I'm losing all respect for Russians. I thought Russian dudes was bad. I thought there's few things you don't mess with is Mother Nature, Mother something, and Mother freaking Ukrainian. You can't go out like that. You cannot
probably
go
got
out
a
like
mail
that.
Order by his own country.
Jeez. That's messed up.
That man said he got a mail order by his own country.
Get one of the refugees from North Korea.
He got a P.O. box on a bribe. Let's take this P.O. box.
You know, Tommy, you said in your show last time, you said, yeah, I was standing over there, I was feeding a dangerous fucking neighborhood. Trust me, but ain't nobody going to touch you, bro. Okay? Never.
But that's what,
that
but that's what I'm saying. Like I said, I felt at home. I don't give a damn. I tell people, look, this is where I'm at. When I went to the Vixen's house, and them niggas was in the street, it was like 2 o'clock at night. Them niggas was just there. I'm like, well, I ain't going to that ATM. God, don't. Let me tell y'all black dudes something. Stop floating around motherfuckers' front doors and shit at 2 in the morning. Get your punk ass on. You know what I'm saying? I'll be like, they'll be right there, and you're like, what the fuck? I mean, I don't want to profile you, but damn, move the fuck away from the door.
It ain't like they got a job.
Like, that must be why old people are out
in the morning. What the fuck? And we ain't supposed to profile them. Come on. Come on. Let's be fucking real, you know?
I'm sick of that.
I'm
like, you see this woman. I just sit there and go, okay, you see this woman out here with me. The woman's probably walking in, and y'all just sit up here in the door. Get the fuck on, man.
And look at you like you crazy.
Yeah.
Got a problem
ladies
me standing here?
Yeah, like, you're like, why are you tripping that I'm standing here? Oh, my God. Never mind.
Man, you ain't supposed to be right here.
Yeah, Tommy, but on a serious note, man, I would like to do a video. If you come back to New York, I want to show you the insides of some of these fucking buildings where these fucking knuckleheads live. And just show the world, you know what I'm saying?
How they live.
Because, you know, Tommy, I don't know if you remember there was a time when people came
seconds.
From a third world country. Hello.
No, I'm telling you, you got 30 seconds. Quick.
Okay. They came home from a third world country. They looked at these projects and they said, damn, this is nice. Why? Because motherfuckers in the projects never been out of this country. They don't know how real poor people live. They got it made. They just don't know how to take care of it.